The Preston and Steve Daily Podcast is presented by Acme. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors, and the official supermarket of MMR's Preston and Steve Show.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand, presents the Preston and Steve Show podcast. And now, Preston and Steve's news updates with Kathy Romano.
Today is Thursday, July 22nd. Kathy is out. I'll be handling the news duties. We are going to start with the weather forecast. This nice weather, as I said, that we have is because a line of severe thunderstorms came through yesterday, uprooted trees, dropped large hail, and left thousands of Delaware Valley residents in the dark. Some of the worst damage was found in East Norton, Montgomery County, in the parking lot of a Wise grocery store. Construction material from that building was going up next to the grocery store located on West Germantown Pike and was scattered everywhere. Uprooted trees were reported to have fallen on cars, damaged property. There are people posting photos of large hailstones that have fallen in areas.
So how did your area get hit?
I was on the road when this came through. I was driving up from Delaware County,
right,
and then headed up. And right as I was getting to about the Schuylkill Expressway, it started getting bad. And it started... I started seeing the leaves on the tree started turning over.
Yeah, and when
you start to see that, you know, okay, it's getting pretty hairy. It was really dark. I could feel something big coming. A little bit of rain. I got a little bit of rain. So wherever I came through, just got the tiniest little taste of it. But elsewhere, I could see, because I was out on the highway and I had a large vantage point, that there was some severe weather going on. So I personally didn't experience any of the heavy stuff, but I saw it from afar.
It came tearing in so quickly where I was that it looked like, you know, in Ghostbusters when the clouds start forming and go over the building. That's what it looked like. It ripped through the area, but all the usual culprits in my yard that usually go flying all over the place for some reason stayed in place. But it just came ripping through, a little bit of rain. And I thought for sure we were going to get hail, but before I knew it, it was out.
Now, my wife was in at our shore house, and we got nailed there.
Really?
Big time, yes. Stuff, there was all kinds of patio furniture blown all over the place. There was flooding, and so Kitimat County got hit with a pretty nasty cell as well. But around here, yeah, more than 60,000 residents were without power during the height of the storm. No injuries have been reported due to the severe weather, and thankfully that is over now. Authorities say at least six people were injured, including multiple children, following a reported explosion and fire at a house in Chester County Wednesday afternoon. Chester County emergency officials said crews were called to a home at Hibernia Road in West Brandywine Township home shortly before noon Wednesday. Officials said an explosion shook the building next to the home before the flames broke out, and first responders were on the scene within a minute.
It's a huge house.
Yeah, fire crews arrived to find flames coming out of the second floor of the home. Footage showed heavy smoke coming from the large home as fire crews sprayed water from several directions onto the building and neighboring buildings. Authorities say six people, including four children and two adults, suffered injuries. Three people, including two of them, of the children were transported by helicopter to area hospitals. Two other victims were taken to the hospital in ambulances and one refused treatment. The Wagontown Fire Company says that they secured a buried propane tank on the property with no hydrants or public water. They had to call in 18 tankers and pull water out of the pool and pond on the property.
Wow, yeah.
So they have to get it where they can.
As I said before, it's a huge property.
The family suffered burns but are expected to be okay. All right, 3 days and three strange stories from the Jersey Shore. All right, so we had the plane landing in Ocean City on the causeway.
Yes.
Then we had the boat running up onto the shore in North Wildwood.
Bathers leaping to get out of the way.
Now you have a group of friends that were celebrating a birthday at the shore, and they have a bit of a story. Georgia, who is 14, and Kylie, who is 13. They live near Weatherly, Pennsylvania. They got a surprise visitor while on a ride at Maury's Piers in Wildwood, New Jersey. Georgia was celebrating her 14th birthday while on vacation and decided to go on the Spring Shot ride at the amusement park. That's the one where they launch you straight up in the air in this ball.
Right. Yep.
And according to Maury's website, the ride shoots you into the air at speeds of over 75 miles per hour. But the website doesn't say you'll be meeting a flying seagull out of nowhere. Video shows Georgia and Kylie get fired into the air, and shockingly, Kylie comes face-to-face with a seagull.
Oh, my God.
It lands in the restraints and, like, stays on her chest.
Like it's hugging her neck.
Yeah. Video shows Georgia and Kylie get fired into the air, and that happens. Her mother It's hilarious. We're watching the video right now.
Oh, my God.
Her mother said, we didn't know what happened until they got off. We did see feathers falling from the ride, but at first I just assumed they were tickets. Reed says the girls couldn't stop laughing after the ride, and the seagull seemingly flew away uninjured. But
it's amazing.
You know, yeah.
And it didn't get her in the face either, you know, which is super lucky because it was only inches away.
Well, you always think Fabio when that happened. Yeah. But he got slapped in the face with a goose, I think.
On a roller coaster. Yeah, yeah. But, like, I mean, I could. What is she even thinking? Like, oh my God, what is that?
Imagine what the seagull's thinking. Yeah. Like, just flying along and just happens to cross paths with this girl.
Yep, exactly. So it the timing was perfect for that. Hey, and one last thing. Time Magazine is out with its annual list of world's 100 greatest places list. And Philadelphia was selected for its artistic growth, including the recently transformed and expanded Museum of Art. Time also mentioned the city's increasingly vibrant culinary scene.
Oh, there we go. Do we have an actual number, or are we just in the morass of other places?
I only saw an excerpt from the magazine, and I don't know if they actually ranked them or not, or if they just put in 100. The list also highlights travel destinations around the world, like the town of Arouca in Portugal, home to the world's longest pedestrian suspension bridge. Antarctica, which is expected to experience a rare total solar eclipse in December, is also on the list. Other U.S. cities include Denver, Houston, Los Angeles, New Orleans, New York City, and Orlando.
They don't appear to be numbered. We're looking at, I guess, the list here, Preston, and it's just for... Like for Philadelphia, as you noted, artistic growth is what put us in the 100.
Well, there you go. Because, you know, somebody from like some sports writer was ranking the 32 best. Not the best, but the all the sports cities in order. And we were like down at the bottom. And some of these. Well, what doesn't seem fair, Steve, is he was like, well, I've never been to this one. Well, you know, I'm like, how can you even put him ahead? Yeah, exactly.
Well, this is Time Magazine, not some sports writer.
Exactly.
According to Time, the world's greatest places list is a tribute to the people and businesses at the forefront of those industries who, amid extraordinary circumstances, found ways to adapt, build, and innovate. It shines a light on ingenuity, creativity, revitalization, and reopenings in destinations across the world. Time had solicited nominations of places from its international network of correspondents and contributors to compile the list. And the list will be published in the new double issue of Time, which is set to go on sale this Friday,
nice.
By the way. All right, hold on.
What?
Wait.
I lost sports.
Oh. You want I should reprint it?
I had it. No, I mean, I can pull it up on my laptop here, but I
don't know. Plenty of time. Just hit the button.
Did you check the garbage can?
No, but let's do this in case you Well, the Phils lost to the Yankees last night in the Bronx, falling 6-5 in 10 innings. Pinch hitter Ryan Lemaire singled home the winning run in the 10th inning. The Yankees recovered to beat the Phils after blowing a late 3-run lead. The Phils are back home tonight as they open up a 4-game series against the Atlanta Braves. Matt Moore is going to get the start, and the first pitch is scheduled for 7:05. American beach volleyball player Taylor Crabb is out of the Olympics after 4 positive COVID-19 tests. And Trey Bourne will take his place as the partner of 4-time Olympian Jake Gibb with the competition beginning this weekend. Crabb confirmed his withdrawal yesterday, noting that he tested negative before he left the U.S. but tested positive when he arrived in Japan. In Tokyo, Japanese organizers ordered 160,000 condoms to be handed out to the athletes.
Woo-hoo!
In the Olympic Village. Yep. But because of the pandemic, those in charge also want participants to refrain from any kind of intimate physical activity outside their sport.
You're going to be my regular Saturday night thing, baby. Oh, yeah.
Organizers say athletes should take the condoms home as souvenirs and use them to raise awareness about HIV/AIDS. But it was made clear that athletes are not allowed to use them or engage in any one-on-one philandering while they are in Japan for the games. The opening ceremonies for the Olympics are scheduled to begin tomorrow, by the way. And that is what I have in sports this morning.
So those condoms are just mementos, huh?
Yeah. That's what they are.
Interesting.
But they hand those out every year, right? I mean, that's a big thing, sex in the Olympic Village.
You saw the beds, right? The cardboard beds?
Yeah, the no sex beds or whatever they are.
But they're not. There was an athlete who just proved that. He was jumping up and down on it. It was no problem. I think it's more because they want to, after the Olympics, dispose of the beds. They made of cardboard. So.
Right. But imagine that. All these insanely fit, athletic people.
Mm-hmm. It's like when we get together every morning.
Right, isn't it, though? I just want to bang you guys. You know, you can't help it.
Right?
We're all so fit and good-looking.
Look at us all.
So horny.
Yeah.
So just makes you so... Trust, and you as the listener probably doesn't realize how horny we are.
Yeah, yeah. That's a lot of the comedy comes from the pent-up sexual tension that's within this room right now. So, listen, we have a lot going on today. We have a big program. We will have... And I love all these names I'm going to mention. Tim Robbins.
Yes.
Oscar winner on the show today. We have Eli Roth on. Great director and actor. And we've had him on before. He's fantastic. And the wonderful William Shatner will be on the show, too. So,
and all the projects that they're promoting are really good. Yeah. Really cool.
So we'll dive into all of that. They're not until the latter portion of the show. Yeah. Around 10 o'clock, we start talking to each one of them. But that's going to be a good portion of the program. And also we have our friends from Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue
stopping
in this morning, bringing some goodies. And with them, a lot of stuff to give away. We will have $25 gift cards to spread out through the morning. And we, you know, I think we're going to have to do a contest because Casey showed me we just have a stack of things to give
away.
Really?
Yeah. I like that.
So we had better take care of that toot suite at some point.
Antonio Margheriti.
Margheriti. It's Eli Roth, if you didn't know.
There we go.
So, you know what? Let me give away a $25 gift card right now for Wilson Secret Sauce. We'll take call number 10 at 215-263-WMMR, and you can pick up the new Gear Shifter Sandwich Pulled Pork, which is rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning topped with creme fraiche and created by our own Marcus here. Marcus in the Darkest, Team WMMR captain for the ACS Bike-A-Thon, and all proceeds from that sandwich through the end of July benefit the American Cancer Society.
That's great.
I got to try that. Pulled pork rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning and topped with creme fraiche.
I like creme.
Yeah, you're too. A big fan of creme.
Yeah.
You creme brem. You're a creme brem.
Take yourself back and rub you with creme sauce.
Yeah. Fight
you're
you.
A creme sandwich for Marcus.
All right, so we'll get that underway a little bit later on in 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Thank you. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back in a second. I've got some entertainment stories that I need to share with you, and we'll give some stuff away with a stupid question, so stay right where you are. We'll be right back.
Get away from me.
Love Preston and Steve and WMMR? Check out WMMR.com for more of everything that rocks.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
All right, so we're going to do a stupid question, and we're going to give away a Blu-ray combo pack of The Walking Dead Season 10. And the question that I have for you has to do with John Malkovich, the actor.
Yes.
And I'll do a question about a lesser-known role. In 2010, what movie did he portray a horse trainer in? 215-263-WMMR. Let's even know the answer to that. In 2010, what movie did he portray a horse trainer in? John Malkovich. Call now. There are a lot of notable birthdays today.
All right.
And some big ones at that. So today is Thursday, July 22nd. We'll start with the guy who's been in the studio. We love him, John Leguizamo.
He's great.
Yeah.
Turns 57 years old today.
I love, one of my favorite things is to hear John Leguizamo talk about Steven Seagal. Uh-huh. Because he does not hold back, and he hated working with him.
Oh, really?
On that movie with Kurt Russell where they were, you know, they're gaining access to the plane and all that stuff.
Right.
But yeah, just great stories.
And he's a super talent, man. His one-man shows, he's got it all, man. He's 57 today, John Leguizamo. David Spade, also turning 57 years old.
He's great, too.
Yeah. Tommy Boy, a daily quote, I think,
constantly.
Happens
And Black Sheep is fun.
I never saw it.
No.
It's Preston. It's a remake of Tommy Boy.
Right.
It's virtually exactly what it is, with less laugh moments per screen minute. But it's not bad.
As I was backing into my parking spot this morning, I was thinking of the scene in Black Sheep where the nitrous explodes in the back of the car, and they get high and they get pulled over into the side of the road. But instead of pulling over to the shoulder, they just pulled over to the middle median of the road. But for some reason, that scene came into my mind as I was pulling into my spot this morning.
David is 57. Yesterday I had a David Spade moment. I don't know what we're talking about, but the phrase from the Coneheads came in, super guy. In my head. I don't know why, but it did.
The ultimate suck up.
Willem Dafoe.
Great.
Turns a year older today as
both. I just saw it was a series, press that you should check in to. It's a YouTube series on GQ. They have their own channel.
Yeah.
And they had Willem Dafoe go through his iconic roles.
Oh, cool.
And dissect. And, man, I would love to get him in the studio because he's a really good interview.
Yeah.
When I hear the name Willem Dafoe, I hear Willem Dafoe. What is that?
Bob Marley.
Bob Marley, okay. The comedian.
Bob Marley, yeah. Comedian. Okay. No, it was his dad.
Yeah.
He was on the set of a movie with him, and he walks up and he goes, William Dafoe. His name is Willem. It's not William. Yeah, he goes, William Dafoe, how are you doing? So he turns 66 today. The great Albert Brooks.
Ah.
I was just watching him yesterday. For some reason, the movie This Is 40 is kind of making the rounds on some of the cable channels. And he plays their kind of needy dad.
He's great. Yep. And they all worship him. Lost in America is one of the funniest movies ever made.
He turns 74 today. It's Danny Glover's birthday today.
My birthday.
That is correct.
Too old for this crap.
That is right. Lethal Weapon movies.
You just got decaffeinated.
Hmm. I think one of his best roles, The Color Purple.
Well, he is just a horrible human, but he's great in that. I mean, he's a horrible human as a character. No,
yeah, correct. Character.
Yeah,
correct. But he's phenomenal in that movie.
And Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon is an awesome movie, mm-hmm. And he's an incredibly likable character.
Yes.
What a range on that, Danny Glover. Yeah.
So on HBO Max, Lethal Weapon is available, but it's listed as a comedy. Do you agree with that or not?
No, I think it is. Yeah. It has moments of humor.
Yeah,
it's a buddy. It's a cop buddy movie, and that's
right. Yes,
that's what it is.
What I never realized is that Danny Glover's wife in that movie is Darlene Love.
Yes,
that's right. We found that. I remember. Yeah,
think they would mention that in the movie? By the way, my wife. It's being played by Darlene Love. Yeah. Isn't that cool?
You know what I find good? I love the way he, in Lethal Weapon, the way he answers his phone. He just goes, Murtaugh.
Yeah.
He just picks up the phone and just says that, Murtaugh.
You should do that.
Well, I love what should. He said. Yeah. And he just say Murtaugh.
Yes, it's my husband Preston there. Yeah. No, it's me.
Murtaugh.
There's a part where he's trying to remember the name of the boat.
Alvarden.
I think of that every single...
Alvarden. And he's just like... Brooks.
He's just saying it out loud. Yeah. And he's repeating it over and
over
again.
Was that in the second one?
Second one.
Is okay. It
second,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I think of that every time I ride my bike over this bridge into Cape May because there's all these boats there.
Oh, the Danny Glover Bridge.
Yeah, well, but I always think Alvarden.
Look at the boats.
Alvarden.
So he is 75 years old today. Actor Terrence Stamp.
Oh, he's
played
great.
General Zod in Superman 2. And he was in Wall Street, and he's in Star Wars. He's in The Phantom Menace?
Yeah,
yes.
He's the original Chancellor before Palpatine takes over.
Okay. He's 83 years old today. Another great actor, Louise Fletcher.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, Nurse Ratched from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Have you watched any of that series?
I didn't watch Ratched, no.
Yeah.
Did you check it out?
I liked Clank a little bit more in that series. It was Ratched and Clank.
But what an iconic role, man!
Yeah, she was, won an Oscar. Yes, nominated.
I think. I don't know. She won or nominated?
She won. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. She's 87 today. Bob Dole is 98 years old today. Wow. Man, he keeps on chugging along.
God bless.
Yeah. The World War II hero, right?
Yes.
Fighter pilot. Yeah. Paralysis because of that.
Yeah. Republican presidential candidate, but 98 years old. He looked 98 10 years ago.
Remember years ago they had that sort of, Britney Spears has been in the news lately, they had that sort of creepy.
I thought that was a hilarious commercial.
It was funny and
down
creepy.
Down boy. hey, the great Don Henley.
Yay!
Turned 74 years old today. I'm sure Pierre's going to do a nod to that in a workforce block or a special playing of some music today. But Don Henley Guys, great singer, this great songwriter.
This is one of the perfect songs. Lyrically, musically, it's just amazing.
Yeah, he has a way with words.
Yes.
When he puts pen to paper. And obviously, his vocals are just... All right, what a stunning voice on him, man.
I'm going to watch that Eagles documentary.
It's excellent. And a drummer, too. I love it. Don Henley, 74 years old today. George Clinton, the godfather of P-Funk, the leader of Parliament, Funkadelic.
Well, thank you very much.
And a very big birthday for him today. He is 80 years old today. Love this song, man.
He's great.
So an 80th for George Clinton. And some of the coolest hair you've ever seen, too. let's see. Okay, actor Rhys Ifans. You know him, but the name might escape you. So in Notting Hill, he played Spike, the roommate.
Oh.
In The Replacements, he played the place kicker. Yeah. In Little Nicky, Steve, he's one of Nicky's brothers.
Right, yeah.
And Nick, what else were you pointing out about him?
Well, he's Zeno Lovegood in Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, and then he's in the next Game of Thrones series, the prequel or whatever it is, the earlier books. And...
Can you pull up what the name of his character will be? I want to see. I assume he's going to be in the Targaryen.
He really is an incredible actor, though. He can do comedy, he can do drama, and he's the bad guy in the Spider-Man movie, the Amazing Spider-Man, but it's called House of the Dragon,
right?
And he plays Otto Hightower, which I think he's a tall black police officer.
Oh, that's right.
That's how good of an actor he is.
I remember him.
He's the bad guy in Little Nicky, too.
But even in...
He's his brother.
Right, yeah.
So Spider-Man, he's not a terrible bad guy. He's kind of like Doc Ock, right? Like,
yes.
He's a bad guy.
Sympathetic bad guy.
But he doesn't want to be a bad guy.
He's trying to find a cure for something that affected his daughter.
Yep. Yeah. So he's 54 today. Selena Gomez. I love you like oh, my God. Song,
baby. I forgot about this song. I love you
like a love song. Wizards of Waverly Place, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana.
I do goat yoga to this person.
Okay. Selena Gomez is 29 today. And then the last birthday, turning 8 years old, Prince George of Cambridge. Son of William and Kate.
Happy birthday to Prince George of Cambridge. Soon to be king in 1500 years.
He's third in line, huh? Charles, William, and then this kid.
I guess that's the
case. Yeah. Unfortunately for him, they just found out that the queen is immortal.
So. Oh, wow. Well, that's got to be some bad news. All right, so happy birthday to everyone. Let's see if we can get an answer to the stupid question this morning. In 2010, it was John Malkovich. He played a horse trainer in what film? 215-263-WMMR. We will go to... let's go to Kenny, see if he knows the answer. Hey, Kenny, how you doing?
All right. You forgot two birthdays.
Okay.
It's my mom's birthday, and also happy birthday, Ann Gorski.
Can't you have birthdays? There are two Ann Gorski birthdays, and we're not going to add a third, okay?
Oh, man. Right,
Kenny, but your mom will do.
What was the movie where he played a horse trainer?
Was it Sarah Jessica Parker, Underdog Story?
No, I'm sorry. That's a great effort, but thank you, Kenny. We appreciate it.
Underdog Story.
Let's go to Jim next. Hey, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, good morning. All right, Jim, what's the name of the movie, please?
I believe it was Secretariat.
You're correct.
Secretariat.
Hang on a second, Jim. Get your information. We're going to give you a Blu-ray combo pack of The Walking Dead Season 10. 6 bonus episodes, including the backstory. Here's Negan, and this season brings the group close to war with the Whisperers and their brutal leader, Alpha. You can own it now on digital, Blu-ray, and DVD from Lionsgate. Seabiscuit is the superior film.
I think so.
But Secretariat is a really good movie,
too.
Really good movie. All right, so we'll begin with Harvey Weinstein. He pleaded not guilty to sexual assault in an L.A. County courtroom yesterday. According to TMZ, the producer arrived in a wheelchair to enter his plea to the 11 charges that had been brought against him by 5 different women who will remain in custody and authorities while in L.A. and authorities are pending the case, or while the case is pending.
So now he's in a wheelchair?
Yes.
Oh, he really wants to milk that sympathy.
On Tuesday, he was extradited to L.A. from New York, where he's already serving time for sexual assault. Hayden Panettiere was spotted hanging out with her ex, Brian Hickerson, following his recent release from jail.
Oh.
The former couple was spotted at a restaurant in West Hollywood on Saturday. Hickerson tells E, Hayden and I are not back together, but are working on a friendship.
Friends.
He said, we have a long history together, and the first step in my recovery as an abuser is making amends.
That's right. He was accused of being violent towards her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he went to jail. Did you?
Yeah. So that's exactly what Hayden has been gracious enough to allow me to do, he says.
Oh, wow. Boy. Okay. Yeah, okay.
That's a
tall order.
That is.
Yeah.
This could either be the right thing and maybe send him down the proper path, or this could be the absolute wrong thing to do. I don't know.
That's her choice.
Was sentenced 45 days in county jail following his arrest for domestic violence and assault against the former Nashville actress. Megan Fox says she quit drinking after getting belligerent at the 2009 Golden Globes. In a video for Who, What, Where, she recalled downing champagne while sitting with Blake Lively and the Jonas Brothers at the event. The actress said, I went through multiple glasses of that before adding that she no longer drinks. She said, I was belligerent, and I said a bunch of crap I shouldn't have said on the red carpet after that. I think that I got in a lot of trouble for whatever I said on the red carpet at that event. I don't remember why, but I know that I did. You can look that up. And according to E, Fox had told Juliana Rancic on the red carpet, quote, I'm pretty sure that I'm a doppelganger for Alan Alda, before calling herself a transphobic slur. She also said that her then-fiancé Brian Austin Green didn't want to be her date because, quote, he's a man, he has an ego. That couple, of course, separated in 2019 before filing divorce in November 2020. But she doesn't drink anymore, and that was the reason she decided to hang it up.
Yeah, I don't remember that being a big thing in the tabloid. So, but obviously she felt she'd gone over the line.
Yeah. Robin Williams' son wished his dad a happy 70th birthday on Instagram Wednesday, July 21st. Zach Williams wrote in a caption, Dad, on what would be your 70th birthday, I would want you to know that your incredible spirit lives within us. The 38-year-old discussed his father's death in more detail on an episode of the Genius Life podcast released the same day. And according to People, he told the outlet that his father not only struggled with focus and other neurological symptoms, but that his medications were really hard on the mind and body. After Robin's suicide, Zach said that he was diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and turned to alcohol to cope.
So eventually it was Lewy body dementia that he had, correct?
Yes. However, he has gone through a 12-step program for addiction recovery and is now working as a mental health advocate. Robin had committed suicide in 2014, 2 years after being misdiagnosed with Parkinson's disease. And then it was discovered during his autopsy that he was suffering from Lewy body dementia. So, I don't know if that so misdiagnosis, if it would have turned out differently, had they properly diagnosed him and gotten the accurate medication everything. I don't know, but it's still just terrible to think about that. That guy.
Yes.
That wonderfully entertaining man. Went through all that and had to
go out that way.
Yeah.
So, all right. So his son's name is Zach. Daughter's name is Zelda. Does he have any other kids? Like, did he go with
the total? Pong and Tetris.
Well, I wasn't sure if there was a Z theme going on there.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how many kids he had. On the latest episode of his Armchair Expert podcast, Dax Shepard announced that he's on a quest to get swole.
Okay.
He told guest Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis that he has gained 24 pounds over the past year. And it's pretty funny how he puts this. He said it led Kutcher to joke that he looks like He-Man. And Shepard said, in quarantine, I said to my wife, I've been waiting for 10 years for Marvel to call so that I have an excuse to get huge, and they're not going to call. He said, that ship has sailed. I'm 46. They're not going to call, so I just have to do it for my own amusement. So,
yeah, he looks good.
He's always been in pretty solid
shape. He's a big dude. He's always been in good shape. Yeah, you're exactly right.
But now he's trying to really take it to another level. So, I've mentioned this many times. There was a time where I just did not like him.
Likewise.
But have since really come around. He seems like, especially since he kind of got his act together.
And he admits that.
Yeah.
He admits he was a very unlikable guy prior to a number of changes in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And, I like people that, listen, you know, we all go through things. Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right, so people are wondering if Anna Faris has tied the knot with a fiancé, Michael Barrett.
So what's the story, Mr. Entertainment Man?
Radar reports that Barrett was spotted wearing a band on his ring finger while the two were on a date in Santa Monica on Tuesday evening. They met back in 2017 while working on the comedy Overboard together and have reportedly been engaged for a long time. But they're wondering, since he is wearing a wedding band, that maybe they tied the knot. So
that version of Overboard sucked.
No confirmation. Nah, I didn't. I didn't like the reversal.
No.
You know, because it works. It works so well with the. Well, Goldie Hawn was fantastic.
The rich socialite.
Yeah.
And the regular blue collar guy, Kurt Russell.
Yeah. Prince George, as I mentioned earlier, turns 8 today. Prince William and Kate Middleton released a photo of the birthday boy yesterday on their official Instagram account.
We're going to the Great Fox Lounge.
And the image shows the young prince sitting on top of a Land Rover Defender, a car that was closely associated with the late Prince Philip. So they've just posted a nice photo.
He's a cute kid.
Yeah.
I wonder how, you know... What's your shot at being anywhere near normal growing up in that atmosphere?
Zero.
Yeah, remote to none.
Zero.
Yeah, it's got to be tough, man.
But I think the parents, are, especially Kate Middleton, seems to really kind of keep things checked.
When I say it's got to be tough, I don't mean it's got to be a tough life. I mean it's got to be tough to be normal.
This is interior caveat. No, I know exactly what you meant. It's got to be tough with all that environmental stuff coming your way.
Sure, yeah. So this was a tough upbringing, and I had no idea of this story, but Maina Suvari, the actress.
Yes.
Her forthcoming memoir will detail the American Beauty star's struggles with drug abuse and sexual assault.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, according to an excerpt from The Great Piece, a memoir shared exclusively with People magazine, she said between the ages of 12 and 20, she was the victim of repeated sexual abuse. She says she was raped by her older brother's friend just before her 13th birthday and then preyed upon by a Hollywood manager seeking a sexual relationship two years later. Yeah. She told the outlet, I turned to any form of self-medicating I could find just to get by. So that's all that there is on that particular story. I don't know if she goes into more detail into it or not in the book.
You got to read this Ronan Farrow book and watch, as I said yesterday, the HBO series. There's so much stuff that goes on. You know, the casting couch is in full force. Even now, after all this Harvey Weinstein stuff, there's all this sort of stuff that goes on in Hollywood. Mm-hmm. And I can see women like her being preyed upon.
I don't think it'll ever completely be eradicated, but you hope that they can at least shrink it as much as possible,
That'd be the desired goal, I agree. Yeah. There's always going to be some, you know, jerk off who's
absolutely
doing that, but
yeah. Well, this is a nice story. Saturday Night Live creator Lorne Michaels is among the five honorees who received the 44th Kennedy Center Honors for their lifetime artistic achievements. Yeah.
It's quite an honor.
Yeah. So Lorne Michaels, Joni Mitchell, Justino Diaz, Bette Midler and Berry Gordy were also celebrated.
Those are all good selections.
I don't know Justino Diaz. Could you look up who that is, Nick, if you don't mind?
I think he invented the mustache.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, I'm a big fan. I own one.
He seems like I would put him in the opera realm.
He's an opera. Yeah, very good.
There we go.
Puerto Rican operatic bass baritone.
Okay. And invented the mustache. Which one did he do first?
He did the Fu Manchu, oddly enough.
Okay.
Which is a bizarre one. I've gone up and down on Joni Mitchell. I've always recognized her place in musical history, and now I'm on an upswing. I've been really getting into that time where she was really at the height of her craft.
Yeah.
And she was amazing.
What a talent. Yeah. I mean, I may not dig all of the songs,
right,
but my respect for her and her musical musical abilities.
Yeah,
she's in that jazz level.
I agree. Exactly. Because she had an album on, I think it was called Mingus. It was about, you know, because she was influenced by Charles Mingus.
Okay. Mm.
All right. So give me three of her most popular songs that I can.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again.
When I get that crazy feeling.
It's this one. Yeah, it's helped me.
There you go, yeah.
Help me, I think I'm falling in love again.
Yeah, it's got a great sound.
When I get that crazy feeling, I know I'm in trouble.
She also did Big Yellow Taxi. Okay. Hey, Paradise, put up a parking lot.
Okay. La, la, la,
la. And she wrote the Woodstock.
She wrote Woodstock, yeah. And CSN made a hit out of it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. I like
it. So there
that.
You go. There's three songs for you. The ceremony will air December 5th on CBS, by the way. Let's see. Oh, wow. The famous blue and white checkered gingham dress from the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Was recently found in a trash bag at the Catholic University of America.
The original one?
The original one
worn by Judy Garland.
In Washington? In Catholic University in Washington, D.C.?
It just says Catholic University of America. So, yeah maybe so. What?
And Judy Garland's rotting corpse was in it.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
According to the student newspaper, the dress was gifted to the university's founder, Father Gilbert V. Hartke, in the 1970s by a friend of Judy Garland's, Mercedes McCambridge.
Mercedes McCambridge, Preston, did the voice of the demon in The Exorcist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she's in a number of other movies like Giant with James Dean. She's a character actress.
So Matt Ripa, the current operations director of the school's drama department, was cleaning out his office in June and found an old trash bag with a shoebox inside. And according to the school's website, the dress was inside the shoebox. Curators from the Smithsonian National Museum say the dress has several characteristics that lead them to believe that it may be authentic.
And they're good at obviously finding out if something has authenticity to it.
Wow.
So look at how cherished the red shoes have been throughout cinematic history.
Yeah.
This is the dress that she wore in that movie as well, and it looks to be in pretty phenomenal shape.
That's just as iconic as those shoes, man. That's
cool. You know that look.
Yeah. Let's see. Leslie Grace is the new Batgirl. Sources tell Deadline that the In the Heights actress nailed her audition
for
the upcoming movie from the Warner Brothers and DC films.
Sweetie, you nailed your audition.
Batgirl will be one of the first major DC productions to debut exclusively on HBO Max.
I hope they do a good job.
I don't know much about her. But
Batgirl?
This girl, Leslie Grace, she's gorgeous, as you can imagine. We're looking at pictures of her right now. How about this? Michaela Cole is now part of the MCU. The I May Destroy You creator and star has joined the cast of Black Panther Wakanda Forever.
Nice.
Sources tell Variety that Cole has joined the production in Atlanta, although Marvel Studios and director Ryan Coogler have not revealed what role she will play as of yet. But she will be a part of that.
I'm looking forward to that movie.
Oh, yeah. They haven't cast Black Panther, right?
No.
I don't know. I have no idea what they're going to do with that. I don't know if T'Challa's even going to be part of it or not.
Killmonger. And you know, in those storylines, people can come back, you know, even though he died at the end of
Interesting.
Black Panther.
Because the movie's supposed to come out in a year. Its release date is scheduled to be July 8th, 2022, and we don't know who Black Panther is.
Yeah.
Huh.
All right, how about this? Dwayne Johnson is officially done with the Fast and Furious franchise. When asked about his co-star Vin Diesel's recent comments that their feud was just Diesel's way of getting a better performance out of Johnson, the former wrestler said, "I wish them well on Fast 9, and I wish them the best of luck on Fast 10 and Fast 11 and the rest of the Fast and Furious movies they do that will be without me."
No mention. So he's out of the universe completely because he obviously did Calvin and Hobbes. No, he did Hobbs and Shaw, and that was basically a sequel or an offshoot of the Fast and Furious series. So I wonder if he'll be doing those, or if he's saying he's turning his back entirely on everything associated.
Not really
with
sure.
Fast and Furious.
Do not know, but he says he's out of that. Bravo, bigwig Andy Cohen, who also hosts the cable network's late night talk show, Watch What Happens Live, is hosting a new reality show in which former romantic partners rate their exes, including on their physical endowments and sexual technique. The show, called X Rated, will stream on Peacock, premiering on August 12th, with all 8 episodes released at once.
Does the ex have any say in this, or are they?
I don't
just
know.
I'm sure they have a rebuttal capability.
Okay. So Peacock says the show, quote, challenges adult singles to face raw, candid feedback on everything from their personality to sexual prowess and relationship skills in order to find out where they went wrong and how they can improve. Okay. So there you go. Yeah, they'll be telling them. They're not just going to be telling stories.
Whatever happened to the series? Does it, and I wonder if it still airs in Europe, where the couples would actually have sex in a box. Do you remember that? That was on the stage. They would go.
Was it called The Box?
I think it was called The Box.
Well, there was one, remember, where they were naked people, and they were standing in a box, and it would slowly reveal who they were. Yeah, I actually saw that when we were in England.
Yeah.
That was a great show. But there was people actually banging in a box.
Banging in a box.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then they would get out and talk about
whatever was around banging in the box. But I know that there was banging in a box on the stage. There was a stage box, and you banged in it.
So the streaming service says the show is based on what it claims is a growing trend of people sending exit surveys to their romantic partners to learn why the relationship didn't last. I have a story. A friend of mine and his ex told me this years and years later, like 25 years later. He had called her up and said, hey, and I think he was a little bit buzzed. You know, what happened with us? Can you tell me why?
Oh,
you know,
no.
And also, can you tell me about me a little bit? Hmm. And she told him, and he did not like what he heard.
Let me get my notebook.
And she was like, how, you know,
yeah.
you can't ask for that and then be upset about the answers that you hear.
You can be upset with yourself, but don't be upset with me.
You don't get upset with me.
If you've asked.
If this is the opinion that I had about you, because you wanted to know, and I'm telling you. So be aware of that should you follow that formula.
Who wants to, unless you're legitimately looking to become a better person.
Well, no, listen, I get it. I get it because I've had a couple of different relationships sort of fizzle with no explanation as to, like, why.
Right.
And it was, you know, so for me, it left me like, well, what's going on with me? Like, why am I not good enough to, you know, like, what can I? And so I get it. I was never bold enough to make a phone call or go, hey, why do I suck?
What was the movie Jack Nicholson and Diane Keaton and Keanu Reeves?
As Good As It Gets.
Not As Good As It Gets. That's with
Greg Kinnear.
That's with Greg Kinnear. And it's, I know, I get the titles.
Schmidt.
I get the titles mixed up too. But
something's got to give.
Yeah, that's it.
Fast Nine.
So he's a womanizer his life, and then he meets her, and they kind of have this falling apart, and he's like, I need to analyze who I am with women. And he goes back to all his exes, and he starts to find out stuff. He starts to see a pattern that he didn't see before. So sometimes, at least in Hollywood, at least in the movies, you're really trying to find out who you are and maybe improving upon yourself, and I think that's okay, but don't go asking the questions.
You might not like hearing the answers to.
Exactly. All right. And then one more thing. Bill Murray is among the cast of Wes Anderson's new film that will begin production in Spain in August. The as yet untitled film also stars Tilda Swinton. Though the film is shooting in Spain, it's not about Spain, Swinton had hinted. Meanwhile, Anderson had said that he's not ready to share any details about the new film. Murray and Swinton co-starred in Anderson's The French Dispatch, which recently had its world premiere at the Cannes Film Festival. Murray is an old Anderson hand, of course, besides Spain projects. The Spain Project and The French Dispatch, the duo have also worked together in Isle of Dogs, A Grand Budapest Hotel, Moonrise Kingdom, Fantastic Mr. Fox, The Darjeeling Limited, Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou, The Royal Tenenbaums, and Rushmore. He's done
constantly
all these movies with him. The project is believed to have originally planned to shoot in Rome but moved to Spain earlier this year. Sets resembling a desert landscape have been going up in a small town southeast of Madrid. However, the film isn't believed to necessarily be a Western.
It's a desert-based movie.
Yeah.
And they're going to start in Italy, and they move to Spain so they can build a desert. If only there were deserts available.
Right. All right. I think we're ready for... We got clips?
Okay.
We do. All right.
Boom.
Never Have I Ever is quickly cementing itself as the latest teen coming-of-age drama series. In this clip, star Laren Lewison, decides which fictional high school he would have attended. Here we go.
Yeah, I think for me, it'd be like Ferris Bueller. Yeah. I think that I wanted to go there so badly, but I cared way too much about my academics to like skip school and go on a parade. But that would have been it for me. I thought like that school was so monotonous and mundane, but then his adventure was so incredible and fun, and I wanted to live in that world. So, you know, maybe a parade one day.
I don't give a f-.
This is written really well. I watched the first episode.
Is it good?
Mindy Kaling created it, and she's one of the writers on it. And so it's written well, and therefore it's a good show.
Never Have I Ever Season 2 is on Netflix right now. Here's the next clip. In the biographical film, Joe Bell.
About our boss.
Our boss's name is Joe Bell, the group manager.
Why didn't he tell us he had a series?
A man walks across the United States in order to raise awareness against bullying following the death of his son. Wow. Okay, and here start Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg is playing Joe Bell?
They're physically
our
similar.
General manager? Yeah, they're pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Mark Wahlberg discusses how he uses his celebrity status to do good in the world. Here we go.
But I think, you know, even something like this, I certainly felt compelled as a parent to continue to spread Joe's word and Joe's message to, you know, especially to people who, if they hadn't been directly affected by something like this, would not open their hearts and their minds to really understanding what people are going through.
Yeah!
Joe Bell debuts in theaters tomorrow.
Wow. This is kind of cool because the Cowper Redemption is coming out later.
Wow. Right? And we're having Tim Robbins on today.
That's crazy.
That's an offshoot of that.
But we did have there was a gentleman who was on a similar quest here in this area, but whose son had unfortunately succumbed to bullies and passed away.
No kidding.
He did a similar thing?
He was killed or he took his own life?
We've had the father in studio. Gosh, damn it. I wish I could remember his name. But, he was from Delaware County.
It's terrible that people have to do that, man.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do, raise awareness to, I mean, it's important to be aware of that stuff, but it's just tragedy. All right, so that's it in our entertainment report for you this morning. We are going to take a break. We have so many things to give away. I'm going to give something
else
away
right now. Well,
we were
talking about The Rock, so.
All right, let's give away two pair of screening passes for Jungle Cruise. This looks like a fun movie.
It's Emily Blunt's in it as well.
Callers 10 and 11 to 215-263-WMMR. And the screen is next Wednesday, 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia. And let's get you on board. All right. 215-263-WMMR. And by the way, you can click contestwmmr.com for another chance to win some passes to that movie screening. We'll be back in a moment. Like I said, Tim Robbins on the show, William Shatner, Eli Roth. We'll be back in a moment.
Are you an MMR VIP? Sign up for free at WMMR.com for access to VIP contests, special deals, and to be the first to know about important stuff. It's like having an MMR backstage pass without having to do something nasty to get it.
Antonio Margheriti.
Eli Roth will be on with us later on today. I love that scene.
Ancora?
Margheriti.
Not only him, but Tim Robbins.
Yeah.
And William Shatner. So we have those three interviews coming up a little later on. Also, some tasty food is being set up in our Comcast lounge as we speak. And Wilson's Secret Sauce is here this morning doing something in conjunction with our buddy Marcus. Marcus in the Darkest is actually here this morning, too. And he's raising funds for the ACS Bike-A-Thon and Team WMMR. He is the captain of the team. And they have a special sandwich called the Gear Shifter.
Yeah.
Pulled pork rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning and topped with creme fraiche. And this is Marcus's, I guess this is, he created this thing.
Did
and
he?
So the, if you buy this through the end of July, it's going to benefit the American Cancer Society. So we'll do some giveaways with Wilson's Secret Sauce in a little while. With all this food chat, all this food
I know where you're going.
We got to go to the connoisseur, right?
It's time for the connoisseur. We're going to talk all things food because Preston's getting a little peckish.
I am, man. It smells so good. And
I'm not going to make you put the hat on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I love the hat.
You've been
it.
Flirting with migraines lately and
I don't like wearing it the whole time when I do this, but I'll put it.
Put that hat on.
It says Casey on it. I'm not going to put that on.
I'll put it on, Casey.
Thank you.
Well, there's no way that's going to go over your headphones. Casey and I went to Nifty 50s.
Doesn't need to. I'll just do this.
In Ridley yesterday, and are you going to wear it sideways?
Oh, like a sailor.
Yeah. For National Hot Dog Day.
Right.
And I had a chili dog. He had a Texas Tommy.
Oh, so you had the items that he was reeling off. Did you have a milkshake?
I did not have a milkshake. So, listen, and that's the same thing Nick asked me yesterday. Did you get the milkshake?
Well, because it's Nifty 50.
I know.
I understand why.
But I ordered a chili dog and fries.
So
and
you were good caloric.
I wasn't going to push it. But Casey, God bless him, Because we were, because Casey ordered a Texas Tommy and fries.
Oh man, that's the way to do it.
After we're eating it, he's like, "And I'm gonna get a waffle and ice cream sandwich." Yeah.
Well, because we needed to celebrate French Fry Day, ice cream day, and hot dog day. I was gonna do it all at once, and I wanted Belgian waffles and ice cream and nothing else.
Listen,
they didn't make it anymore.
Yeah. We exercise, we do our stuff. But if you're gonna go to a place like that, like indulge, do it, dude. Get it out of your system.
Listen, yep. So that was the last solid food I ate for the entire day. For breakfast, I had a banana,
right,
an apple,
and
this
pound cake.
It's called a core bar, right? So for breakfast, I maybe consumed like 300 calories. Yeah. Okay, so lunch I indulged, and then for dinner I had a 300 calorie smoothie. I'm good. I'm good.
I ended up passing on the milkshake, but I won't ever make that mistake again. I'll make sure I get a milkshake because they did. They had like an Almond Joy milkshake, man. Ooh, that looked tasty.
That's their thing. That's their jawn.
Yeah. So, but anyhow.
Anyway.
I digress. And we move on to, let's stay in Casey's.
Reintroduce the connoisseur.
Let's stay in Casey's zone for a moment. Hidden Valley Ranch has created a new dip called pepperoni pizza dip.
Whoa.
Okay.
Exclusively for pizza?
The dip mixes cheese, pepperoni, and signature Hidden Valley Ranch seasoning. It is suggested that it is served warm and comes in a microwave-safe container. So it's a dip. We make a pepperoni dip.
Yes, you do.
Our friends gave us a recipe. It's really good.
Do you know what?
It's like, I think it's cream cheese and cream of mushroom and pepperoni and a couple other things, and you heat it up, and it's yummy.
I wish I liked pepperoni, but I don't.
No?
A little too spicy for you?
I am. I don't know. I just don't like the taste of standard pepperoni.
Okay. Man. I love it.
I know. It looks good.
Yeah.
I just can't do it, man.
Not even turkey pepperoni?
No.
No.
No, man.
What about salmon pepperoni?
I've never had.
I've never heard of it.
Salmon pepperoni.
I'd try that.
I'm just trying to go for things that I know you like. So.
Chocolate chip pepperoni.
So, for now, the Hidden Valley Ranch pepperoni pizza dip is available exclusively at Sam's Club.
I wonder how this is what I would... I'm sorry, I'm readjusting my hat.
Okay.
I wonder how these sort of event releases... Right. I wonder how much... Is it more a novelty to reintroduce people to the brand itself in general, or do they actually end up being windfalls as far as...
Probably both, right? Don't you think somebody's in the marketing department is like, listen, we can probably sell this better than we can sell anything else, and we'll get some press out of it, but they're not going to make something that's absolutely disgusting sell it just for the press.
They'll throw something out there that's probably got a decent flavor to it, or one that they maybe think is good, but they'll throw it out there maybe... to test it and go, well, this might sell a little bit, but if it takes off, then we go with it. You know what I mean?
A perfect example of something where, like, the McRib is actually does pretty well when it's released.
Yeah.
But it's only released periodically.
I guess it doesn't do well enough on a regular basis.
To keep it on the menu?
But if they save it and then it explodes, it does this little, little spurt of sales, if you will.
I like spurts.
It's worth going for.
One of the classic examples, I saw a documentary on when the Coke changed its flavor. And this documentary makes a pretty good case that was a huge PR event.
I've heard that before,
designed to make people love the old Coke flavor and to get up in arms. Now, it was a gamble, and they could break either way.
Yeah.
If you're a company trying to save face, you might put the notion out there, oh, yeah, it was an orchestrated event.
That's kind of where I lean.
Yeah. But who knows?
Listen, all of that. I mean, Billy Joel sang about the Rock and Roller Cola Wars, but I love the new Coke. I love, Pepsi. They were the ones who started doing, like, different cans of Pepsi, right? So, like, you could get, when you bought a can of Coke, it was always the same. You bought a can of Pepsi, it was always the same. Right. But then the entire summer. Nick, do you remember that? It was probably, like, summer 87, maybe 88.
Of can changes?
Of can changes where...
They didn't change the taste. They just changed the can.
Just changed the can. It actually might have been 88 because it might have been like a Summer Olympics thing, actually, that I think about it. But
And that's pure marketing. Mm-hmm. That's like, hey, we got a new can to sell. And
we have a can.
Yeah. What's inside of it is the same.
Yeah. Here's a can.
So anyhow, you can get a 1.5-pound tub of the Hidden Valley Ranch pepperoni pizza dip if you are so inclined to.
Interesting.
Now, so you belong to Costco. My mom is a BJ's person. I don't know where there is a Sam's Club around there anywhere. Don't make any choices,
I know.
Steve.
You said your mom's a BJ's person, and we went away from that.
Yeah.
We veered away.
There used to be one around Exton, if I recall, but I don't know if it's still there or not.
Mm.
All right. Something else. How about this? You guys, I've told you before the drama surrounding Subway's tuna products.
Yes, oh, that there's actually, or at least up to this point, has been no tuna in it.
They've done a couple tests, or some groups did, and found there was no tuna
in the tuna.
But it's in a not so shocking turn of events, Subway has now created a website all about their tuna, claiming it's absolutely real. That tuna is real. Yes.
Yeah,
so. the New York Times had purchased Subway tuna sandwiches and sent the fish off to a lab that specializes in fish testing. The test found that no amplifiable tuna DNA was present in the sample.
So, okay, there's really no traceable tuna within their tuna.
In this particular test that the New York Times did. So Subway's news site also contains information about where they source their fish, their quality control process, and additional information about the margin of error in lab tests. But you can see it for yourself by visiting SubwayTunaFacts.com. When I used to eat at Subway, which is a long time ago, I would get the tuna regularly. I liked it.
Well, whatever they're calling tuna, you enjoyed.
Yeah. Now, I haven't had it in 20 years, probably. Sure. But that was a regular go-to order thing for me.
I was a regular Subway guy for a while, but I am a primo person now, and then, yeah. You know, but I mean, listen, there's room for them on the menu.
All right,
their pretend tuna.
When I get tuna at Primo's, I usually get the tuna Diablo, and that doesn't have any mayo in it. So do they make a tuna hoagie that has mayonnaise, right?
Yeah, it's a tuna salad. Okay, already mixed up and ready to go.
Yeah, sometimes I just get tuna.
Yeah.
On a scooped roll with mayo and the seasoning.
I have a bad memory about tuna, and therefore, it's like with you with Big Ziti.
Oh,
my roommate,
you threw up?
No. My roommate outside of college, when we had left school, made tuna salad every morning and would leave the cans and the mayo in the sink, and it just the entire apartment reeked of tuna salad. He never cleaned up after himself. The guy used toothpaste to do dirty things to himself. He was a terrible roommate.
He used toothpaste to pleasure himself.
He sure did. And he
all the things in the bathroom,
you never said anything to him about leaving tuna cans.
I probably wasn't a very good roommate either. But
okay. You said he used your toothbrush to help get off, right?
It besmirched tuna in my memory, and therefore I've never been able to come around on it.
I prefer the tuna that I make at home because I do it the exact way I want to. That I want to prepare
my way.
So listen, I open up the can, I squeeze as much of the water and the juice out as possible. I know you don't like that.
No, Case, I'm right with you. That's my style.
That's the flavor, dude.
Yeah, I know.
And then I take a knife and I cut the tuna in the can to make it nice and fine and everything like that.
So fine. Wow, you're making so many mistakes.
No, that's the way I like it.
Fine.
So then I put peanut butter on it. No.
What?
chocolate syrup.
Chocolate syrup.
And then half a banana.
The tuna,
half a banana.
I add ice cream.
All right.
And gummy bears.
Don't forget the Skittles.
it's like a restaurant run by a 3-year-old.
So it's got to be Hellman's Real Mayonnaise.
And they made a smile out of the Tootsie Pops.
Not the regular, not the light mayonnaise, regular Hellman's mayonnaise, just the right amount. And I put a ton of pepper on it. I love it. That's the way I do it, man. And nobody
Preston's right about the flavor being in the, but if you have like oil, there's the water and the oil.
But I don't like that flavor. You know, when you talk about the flavors in that water, I don't like that flavor. The fishy
too
flavor.
Too much tuna flavor in my tuna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that fishy flavor, I don't like it.
Okay, well, have it.
The connoisseur's hat is exploding.
Just keep making it at home the way you make it then. Right. So nonetheless, Subway is saying that, it's legit tuna and they got a website that covers all of that.
Then they revealed their new menu, which is supposed to be sort of a shift. Did anybody see what the items are or what?
I don't go there.
No.
Okay, yeah.
Let's talk about beer. The beer is definitely on the connoisseur's list. And it turns out that hops, not the only important flavor factor when it comes to craft beers. Washington State University researchers recruited a panel of about 100 craft beer drinkers and found that the untrained group could taste the difference between five different barley varieties.
Huh.
And definitely favored some more than others. So I'm happy to hear this because I am not a craft beer fan, and I'll tell you why. The whole craze over hops. I don't care for
You're not a hops guy.
No. Hops add a very, very bitter flavor. It's like cilantro, okay? And I can handle a little bit of cilantro, but too much of it, and it's just a bitter reaction on my taste buds. Same thing goes with hops. And if you go to these beer aficionados events, it's all about hoppiness. It's all about how hoppy you can get it, how bitter you can get it. And to me, it just doesn't taste that great. However, the barley taste in beer, I really like.
Yeah, but
that's why I like kind of maltier.
What? But that's only for the IPA, right? So that doesn't, you know, what you're saying here
yeah,
is...
Yeah, I know, but what I am saying is that world, that sphere focuses heavily on IPAs.
Sure.
Big time.
Are you into like pilsners and lagers, or when you?
Yeah, pilsners, lagers, even stouts and things like that.
As big as your head.
I like those.
I agree with you. Yeah,
but and you know, so the Belgians they're a little bit much, but there's so much focus on IPA. Everybody's just all over that.
Right.
It's almost like, you know, like a coffee, like coffee connoisseurs. And if you add anything to it, you know, it's got to be strong. It's got to be
bold
and all this, you know. I mean,
you just described a correlation I can attach to.
Yeah,
I'm not a beer drinker. I'm not a drinker in general.
Right.
I understand that the type of coffee that I like would be for the real snooty coffee people. They'd turn their noses.
You're
up.
You're a pussy.
Yeah, I'm a pussy.
Essentially. Yeah.
But that's just what I like.
Yeah.
And so that'd
probably
be the same thing with
like
beer.
Like Casey and his tuna salad.
Yeah.
I don't like it that way. You like your tuna salad very hoppy.
Go away!
And I don't like my tuna hoppy.
So,
I mean, it's essentially this sort of the same thing.
But that's me getting on a soapbox, and I'll stop doing that. I need to be the connoisseur here.
You got to be more hoppy.
No, I'm not done with the story. So the panel was able to easily identify the flavor profiles of the beers, such as one with a fruity and sweet aromatic flavor and another with a citrus profile. The study author, Kevin Murphy, says just as craft beer flavors evolved in the last 20 years, we can expect to continue to change over the next 20, and the new frontier will be adding different barley flavors or barley hop combinations. He said, I don't know how many people knew about IPAs 20 years ago, and they exploded. Brewers are very innovative, and I'm very excited to see where this goes in the future.
Well, there's always cycles, you know? Like, something gets really hot for a while and sells a lot, and therefore a lot of people get in on it, and there is the scene, the quote-unquote scene that's attached to it. But I'm a pils person. I love a pilsner. Like, a Pikeland Pils is really good. Victory makes a Prima Pils that's delicious. I like the Pacifico beer. You know, I'll drink it Yingling on occasion. I'm not very much into hobby beers either, Preston, but they became the hot beer for a stretch, and so everybody sold them, and therefore they became more popular.
Wasn't there a phase, or at least a period, where the beer was, or the ones that were very trendy were the ones with extraordinarily high alcohol content?
It's always a selling point, when you see those. And there's session beers where you can sit down and drink a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And there's others that are like... You just need a little bit.
I'm out of fart.
Yeah, well, but the IPAs were always sort of classically higher in alcohol content.
All
but
right.
But you're right. They started making session IPAs that were, you know, you could consume more of them, and
there's a lot to choose from. You know, especially in Philly, and
we have an incredible scene.
Yeah.
If you are into beer,
this is
the city.
And I'm seeing a bunch of techs that are kind of ripping on me for what I'm saying. And they're like, you just don't know, President. I'm like, dude, I've been to the Great American Beer Festival several times. And
it's
hyper
it's your taste.
Focused on all of that. And I'm just like, most of the things I was tasting, I'm like, I don't care that your hop level is through the roof on this. I don't really like that. But anyway.
I'm hot.
God damn it.
I'm so rip my head off.
All right. Anyway, moving on.
All right. Here we go.
Let's go with this. Long John Silver's is now testing plant-based seafood products.
Come on.
At five locations in California and Georgia. Yeah, that's right. You know, it's the one protein you don't really need to go to plant-based is seafood, right?
Now, I've heard. Now, trust me. Yeah, I agree. And so my main protein is salmon these days. I love salmon. But I've been told that they are replicating even salmon pretty accurately. I've yet to try it, but to me, that's such a unique flavor. I don't know how you would do it.
I guess the only reason
they do it with beef breast
that you might want plant-based fish,
yeah,
is for ethical reasons.
Yes,
and that's it.
Yeah,
as opposed to nutritional or
it's hypocritical of me to eat salmon and have pet salmon at home.
Right, right. So the plant-based fish will come in two options: a plant-based breaded fish-free filet and a plant-based breaded crab-free cake.
Okay. Well, okay, so imitation
crab
meat.
Why not just go to Subway?
What is imitation crab meat?
There's fish in
there's
there.
Fish
okay,
in there.
Yeah,
there
it's like is. Haddock yeah. or something like that, but it's crab with a K.
Yeah, yep. Both are part of a product line called...
If you're nasty.
...called Good Catch from Gathered Foods. Huh. That's a good name. I like that, Good Catch. The new items will be available in platters or a la carte. According to a press release, the faux fish will be flaky like whitefish, and it'll be in a crisp breading.
So they're going for the full Impossible Burger conversion.
Yeah. The crab-free cakes will have a sweet crab flavor and will be seasoned with parsley, sweet peppers, green onions, and spice. Mm. Sounds so nice.
Uh-huh. So I'll try it, but I consider myself more like a pescatarian, and that's pretty good, too, right?
So, it's fine. Good, yeah. Absolutely.
I'm trying.
The proteins themselves are made from Gathered Goods' proprietary mix of lentils, chickpeas, soy, fava beans, peas, and navy beans.
You know how there's a documentary to piss you off about anything these days? Yeah. So if you want to go watch a documentary and change your worldview on something, you can watch a documentary called Seaspiracy. And it's about how the fishing industry, how the fishing industry is devastating the oceans.
Yes.
I refuse to watch this documentary because I love seafood.
That's why, Nick, there's a documentary about how they go up north and they club baby chocolate chip cookies.
Right.
and I refuse to watch it.
Everybody's got to eat those things.
It's not just that, though, either, Nick. It's also they basically trick people into like slave labor on these fishing vessels and stuff, and then you're not allowed off. Yes. And they prey upon people who are just desolate and need money.
Right. Basically, right. Shanghai them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah,
right.
It's terrible, and I won't watch it.
By the way, imitation crab meat we got this is made with surimi. Now, surimi is a paste made out of finely shredded or pulverized fish.
And for my next imitation, crabfish.
I'm a crabfish.
After the fish is minced, it is heated and pressed into shapes that resemble meat from a crab leg. And the resulting imitation crab looks similar to the original crab in its coloring and texture. I've never liked imitation crab meat. Ugh.
We were talking yesterday. You think you might try a little crabbing?
I would like to, yeah. Yes. So it's a lot of people do that.
Yeah,
down on the shore, you see them all over the place. So on the traps into the bay or out in the ocean, and
the crabbing is good.
The crabbing is good.
Huh. Off a dock,
lots of them out there. Yeah,
yeah, it's a great.
I just don't. I haven't learned about eating blue crab.
What kind of grenades to use?
Now preparing and eating blue crab.
So you're better off doing it. My cousin's on the bay, so you're better off doing it somewhere like that, because if you do it anywhere. That's a little bit more
country,
a little more rock and roll community.
Yeah. Oh.
Your crab traps can get and will get stolen. People will steal them. So, but if you put them off of a private dock, you're probably better off doing that.
That's why sometimes you see people sitting out there
or
having drinks and waiting for the crabs.
Little flag that says owned by Preston Elliott.
Mm.
So my buddy,
major broadcaster.
My buddy John that you met, Preston, at the Mile Swim, he has minnow traps that he sets out. And you know who steals the minnows?
Huh.
Otters. I didn't know we had otters out there. I didn't know that either.
Yeah.
I mean, he's like, yeah, you don't see them very often, but they're definitely there, and they steal minnows.
That's interesting. Okay. One more connoisseur story. And we're gonna pull back a little bit in our... we're going to Chuck E. Cheese. So... They've released.
Now we're talking fine dining.
Well, they've released a line of frozen pizzas, and I will contend.
I'm going to know what you're going to say. I agree.
The pizza at Chuck E. Cheese is actually pretty good.
I don't know what it is about it, if there's a nostalgic element to it, or because it reminds me a little bit of school pizza in a good way. But I agree. I think the Chuck E. Cheese pizza is pretty good.
Pancake will attest to that. He worked at Chuck E. Cheese. He was a manager at Chuck E. Cheese.
That's where he and his wife met.
Yeah, he played an otter.
So it comes in two varieties, cheese and pepperoni, and is produced in partnership with food manufacturer Flatland Foods. It's only available at Kroger grocery stores for now, though, but maybe they'll spread them out to others. We'll see.
There's no Kroger.
There are no Kroger.
Yeah, there are.
Are there?
Yeah.
Get out.
I had an appearance at one 2 years ago.
Where?
Delaware, maybe?
They still talk about it down there.
Yeah.
Remember that time? This broadcast came in on the radio, had a huge head, nicest guy. Talked about Pearl Jam a lot. That'll be the most magical day ever at this Kroger's. I'll never forget him. He came in with that rock and roll hipness.
Yeah, Christiana Mall.
Christiana Mall has a Kroger. Hey, wow.
Nick, okay. Where's the closest Chuck E. Cheese?
Probably, well, there was the one in...
It's not there anymore.
Valley Forge. It's gone. And Devon?
It's gone.
That's the one George Washington went to.
Is there one in Springfield still?
I don't know.
Norwinden and Baltimore Pike?
My dearest wife, we have all sorts of activities to do here. Plus audio animatronic animals that play music every 15 minutes.
And that box you can stand in with all the coupons flying around.
Oh, man. Didn't Ben get, like, the magic coupon?
His birthday party was there 2 years in a row, and that's all he wanted. It was, I think, birthdays 7 and 8 or 8 and 9, and it was magical. I mean, it was so much fun. And, yeah,
and there's a bar there, yeah?
The pizza's good.
Is
I don't
there
know.
Beer there?
I don't. Well, his parties were literally, like, 10 in the morning, so I didn't start drinking until 10:30.
Noon, yeah.
Where's your blow?
There's one in Media, Casey, one in Philly, and one in, I'm sorry, Springfield.
Oh, yeah, not Media.
Sorry. Springfield. And there's a few in Philly.
By the way, I'm going to have to tell you guys about the tour that Casey took me on of Delaware County.
Okay. Yesterday. It was a mini tour. I couldn't give him the whole tour.
Not the whole county.
Limited time.
But it was his living, where he grew up.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And even while sitting there at Nifty 50s, just outside the window, there were at least 5 or 6 places that I needed to hear about.
What did I point out to you, Preston?
Corner. You pointed out to me where Pat's Chili Dogs used to be.
Pat's Chili Dogs!
Yep, exactly. And a number of other places.
Did you see, you actually saw the young Casey?
Went by his house.
Wow.
Walked around it and everything. I asked to go by there. I wanted
Interesting.
To see it.
Interesting. Yeah. And what does it look? Casey, I've never seen a picture of it. You said it was
I took a picture of him by it.
All right.
If you want to see it, I'll show it to you guys in a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. Anyhow, also each pizza comes with 250 game e-tickets that are valid at any Chuck E. Cheese if you want to get that.
Is that currency the official currency of Spain?
Romania. Yeah. Romania. Close. All right. Anyway, that's all we have time for.
Aww.
In the connoisseur. Yeah, we need to take a break. We got a bunch of guests coming up.
Ton of stuff.
Steve, real quick, why don't you hit your event while we're at the tail end here, and because we have another charity thing that we're going to get to in just a moment or so, but you've got something tomorrow.
It's tonight.
Oh, it's tonight.
Tonight. Hot damn, tonight. It's Kegs for Cats. Tickets are very limited. I think we have a handful left, but it's going to be a book signing with Lucy Nolan, complimentary beer, adoptable kitties, food by Algorithm Restaurants. What's it all about? Well, it's a benefit for Community Cats. It's run for Morris and for Max Fund, Morris Animal Refuge. It's a great thing. It's at Philadelphia. Talk about great beer. Philadelphia Brewing Company. They're incredibly wonderful. It's tonight from 6 to 9. I'm going to be there running the whole thing throughout the event. It's not overly crowded, so I'm definitely going to have time to hang with you and talk to you and hang out and have a great time. And the weather's going to be perfect. So great food, great beverages, as they say. Lucy Nolan, a whole bunch of other people. My wife will be there. And it's to benefit Community Cats. And let me tell you something. The raffles include, like, Eagles tickets and a historical tour with Ed Rendell and tons of other stuff. Thanks, Preston. I wanted to get that in. But tickets are very limited, so you can go to PrestonSteve.com or Eventbrite or MaxFund.com to get your tickets.
Excellent. Let's take a break, and I want to give away Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue, $25 gift card. We'll take call number 8215-263-WMMR. Steve and Kelly Wilson are here, by the way, lifelong residents of Delco, operating the family-run barbecue restaurant, and their diverse menu caters to meat eaters as well as those that prefer vegan and vegetarian options. So keep that in mind as you call them. We'll come back with the B-File. Stay there.
Love MMR? Buy some gear. Check out the Rock Shop at WMMR.com. Snazzy.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro. Get personalized deals on the products you buy most and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
More of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Stephen Kelly Wilson of Wilson Secret Sauce Barbecue here this morning and brought by some goodies for us. And we're gonna highlight a particular sandwich, but I just have for the first time the Impossible Cheesesteak.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's outstanding.
I contend that you could give that to a hardcore lifelong cheesesteak eater and they would not have any idea.
In fact, it's better than a lot of regular cheesesteaks, regular meat-based cheesesteaks I've ever had.
That's the miracle.
I'm blown away. So they're on they're in Upper Darby, by the way, on Township Line Road. And we want to welcome to the show this morning our good friend, Mr. Marcus in the Darkest, team captain of course, Team WMMR, the ACS Bikeathon. Marcus.
Hey, good morning,
nice
guys.
Nice to see you, bud.
Good to see you. It's guys' day in the studio.
It is. Right? Just the fellas. And there's that Marcus laugh that we love. All right. So you got together with Steve and the gang at Wilson's.
Yes.
And you guys created a special sandwich that are going to help raise funds for Team WMMR and the American Cancer Society, right?
That is correct. I do a rub for our pulled pork and ribs, and I brought it over to Steve. We tried it with the cream fraiche on the bun, and it tasted really well. So we came up with the idea of doing it as a specialty sandwich to raise money for Team WMMR.
So you're the actual creator of the rub that's being used in the sandwich.
The rub is not my rub recipe. Right. I got it from Fabio Viviani, who's an Italian chef, and kind of tweaked the recipe a little bit.
All right.
But the recipe is based on his rib rub recipe, and then
rib rub.
After trying it on the ribs, and it was really good, I was like, hey, I think I want to try it on the pulled pork.
Cool.
And it really worked well, and the way the rub pulls into and you know, absorbs into the meat, it's got a nice flavor, and
I wanted to try it. I made a little slider out of it because Steve brought all the accoutrement to either do a full sandwich if you want to, or a little slide. Made a little slider. It's fantastic.
Love it.
And the money's going to go for Team WMMR. Which, by the way, when is the bike-a-thon?
It is September 19th.
Okay,
you can sign up at WMMR.com.
And you guys, your fundraising goes on for quite a while. You really try to get a leg up on this and get it started ahead of time.
Absolutely. And we've got 149 riders this year again, so we're doing well.
Are you guys like the biggest team or one of the biggest
teams? We are the largest team.
That's awesome.
And it's huge. So. And we're second in fundraising right now as well, which is good. We'll keep continuing to raise funds and do our best like we do every year, but I'm excited for the ride this year after taking off last year and it being virtual. It will be nice to be in person and riding with people. This year, the end point is at Bader Field, so they're kind of containing everything and using all of the COVID protocols necessary to ensure safety. And again, if you want to start at the base of the Ben Franklin Bridge, we'll be there with a tent. We'll be there riding over the bridge. We'll end up in Bader Field. If you don't want to do the full 66.6 miles, you can start in Cherry Hill. You can start in Hamilton. There are other starting points for you.
Nice. And if you're curious, and if you've never been to Wilson's and you want to help Marcus out here and help the American Cancer Society, just to give you an idea of how valid Wilson's secret sauce is, Robert Irvine was there.
Yes.
On Tuesday?
Tuesday, on Steve's birthday.
Filming, and can I say the name of the show? Has that even been released yet, Steve?
Yeah, they've changed it 5 times.
Okay, all right, so he's working on a new show.
Yeah.
And wanted to highlight Wilson's in this, and one of the things that he was going on about is this sweet potato cornbread, which I had. Ooh. It's excellent.
Yeah.
It's fantastic, and apparently Robert couldn't get enough of it while he was there, so.
And he knows food.
That he does.
Absolutely.
He knows a lot of stuff. So, all right, and how long are the are you going to be taking money? Will this special sandwich be on the menu?
The end of
It's till the end of July, so at the end of this month, we'll be offering that sandwich at Wilson's. And thanks again to Wilson's Secret Sauce for being a sponsor of Team WMMR. You guys rock. Thank you so much.
Do they do that, Marcus? But they, you know, these Steve and his lovely wife bring the food down to the Camp Out for Hunger, too, to help the people who have been, you know, collecting food out of the vehicles and everything. There are many charities where you'll see these guys popping up and helping out.
They are very active in Delco, where we live in Havertown, with the fire departments, with the police departments, and the community as well. So Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue is a great community restaurant, and they do a lot for the community.
Even Bill Weston yesterday was going on about the brisket, which I contend is the best brisket I've ever had.
So listen, you got to get over there and try this nice Jewish boy's pulled pork sandwich.
No lightning bolts, I promise.
All right, Marcus, hey, I want to congratulate you on the success you've had with Team WMMR over the years. You've got to be really, really proud of what you guys do.
Definitely. It's been a great team. The American Cancer Society has been a great partner. Vince Strausser's been my co-captain for the last 7-8 years. He's done a great job, and we've met some amazing people and ridden some bikes with some amazing people. As Casey knows, he's done with the Team Rock and Rollers as well.
Vinny's on my team now, and you know I've definitely cherry-picked. Well, Sherry helps me out. She's a co-captain of mine, Sherry Ivers, but I've definitely cherry-picked some of your teammates. We're not at 149 yet, but we're getting there.
You're over 100, aren't
you? We're 118 right now.
Stop and think about where you guys came from. And I remember that, you know, like just piecing together. Maybe we'll get a few. Maybe we'll get a few more. And persistence has paid off. You're both juggernauts to your various causes, which is great.
Excellent. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
One more thing. No, I was going to wrap it up, but if you got something else to say.
The only thing is we started with 9 and...
Wow.
That was the first one. 9.
Yeah.
9.
Hey,
9.
Steve Wilson has something to give. Can you hand that over? It's a check.
What is it?
Stop
it.
Rock and Rollers?
Yes, it's for the
$2.
Here you go.
Wow, $500.
Dude!
Yes!
Hey! Steve! You were too kind, my man.
Well, we do a lot with the local police and fire, Haverford and Upper Darby.
Yeah.
And so we give them discounts, and we also take some of the money that they give to us, and we put it into a little fund so we can give it back to
you. Sink it right back in.
That's amazing. And this is going to, so I set a goal of $5,000 raised. This gets me almost to $5,000.
Right.
This is amazing. I am definitely going to hit my goal. So listen, follow Wilson's Secret Sauce on Instagram and Facebook, especially because they'll do like when they're getting close to the end of the day or whatever. They have like discounted things. And so if you're following them on Instagram or Facebook, they'll say, hey, I've got racks of ribs right now, you know, for I don't even know, like $5 or, you know, whatever it is, you know, first come, first serve type of stuff.
Yeah,
so
we don't want to waste it.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
Go to 69th Street and woken people up and said, hey, I got a sandwich for you.
Right.
So. That's awesome. You guys are so cool.
From the heart. I love it, man. All right. Thank you, Steve Wilson. Thank you, Marcus in the Darkest. All the details, by the way, available at WMMR.com. If you want to sign up and help out with Team WMMR and the American Cancer Society Bike-A-Thon. All right, let's get into the Bizarre File.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
And it is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Download the DraftKings app and use the code ROCK to get in on the action. The family of a man who was crushed by a bank vault on Monday in Billings Heights says he has a long road to recovery, but Josh Cox is breathing and in good spirits. He was rushed to the emergency room after a 3,600-pound bank vault fell on him at a construction site.
Oh, my God.
Authorities said that it happened inside the Future Chase Bank building as people were moving the vault into place with a cart. Multiple construction workers also on site rushed in to help remove the vault from Cox.
I dodged a real bullet on this one.
What?
I dodged a real bullet on this
one. Oh, you dodged a real bullet on this one.
Really damn sick.
Someone then began giving Cox chest compressions until emergency crews arrived.
You have a safe fall on you.
Yeah. Well, so he had to, before the safe, he avoided an anvil and then a piano.
Right. Oh, my God. Yeah.
And finally, the safe got him.
Right.
So he was He had suffered multiple crush injuries and underwent surgery to repair his left femur. He was moved from intensive care into a private room and is in serious condition.
Oh, boy.
But no, he's going to be okay.
Okay.
They said he's in rough shape, but he is in much better condition than all of us thought when we received a call yesterday, a family member said.
Get
that Roadrunner one day. All right. I have two. This is rare. I have two stories out of Hawaii for you this morning, and they're both on Oahu. So,
the Windy City.
In a stunning revelation, including a newly filed court document, federal prosecutors say former deputy city prosecutor Catherine Kealoha won a bet by taking a photo with a line of cocaine on her husband's desk while he was the Honolulu police chief.
Oh, my God. Someone bet she wouldn't do that?
Yeah. He's the police chief.
Yeah.
She's the prosecutor. Let's have a line of coke on the desk here.
I'm going to take that bet.
The documents are part of the upcoming trial against Kealoha's brother, Dr. Rudy Puana. Puana, that's it, yeah. Puana is accused of running an illegal drug ring. Prosecutors say that he used his Big Island Pain Clinic as a source for opioids and other drugs that were used and distributed by Catherine and other friends.
Pleasure a hobo with my mouth? I'll take that bet.
Kealoha is serving time along with her husband and two former officers in connection with one of the state's largest public corruption probes.
Yeah, that would reflect negatively on the police.
Yeah. All right, so in another story out of Hawaii... You can keep, the music
keep it going, Joe.
After responding to a medical call early Saturday morning, firefighters made a shocking discovery. Their fire truck had been stolen.
Oh, no.
The Honolulu...
Hey, fellas, where's the fire truck?
The Honolulu Fire Department said personnel responded to a medical call at home at around 3:30 a.m. Upon arrival, the HFD entered the home to help the patient, leaving the ladder truck running with its lights on. Officials said this is standard procedure in emergency situations. Officials exited the home at 4 a.m., and when they came outside, they discovered it was gone. The fire department immediately notified Honolulu police of the stolen vehicle. Authorities said the officers found the fire truck and the suspect minutes later at a 7-Eleven. So he decided to drive the truck to a 7-Eleven. Police arrested the suspect. There were no reports of injuries, nothing missing, and no damage to the truck either. So... a Florida woman is accused of skinny dipping in a stranger's pool and refusing multiple requests to leave.
Why don't you come out here? The water's fine.
No, I'm fine. Heather A. Kennedy.
Why is there a slick coming from your private parts?
Is facing charges of trespass in structure or conveyance of resisting an officer without violence. The homeowner told deputies he returned home, noticed a naked stranger in his pool after spotting clothing scattered across the lanai.
Why could you see?
By the way, actually, I saw her picture. By Florida standards,
she's a Florida
not
seven.
Not bad. Like,
Florida seven.
Like you wouldn't, you wouldn't, I've seen worse in these Florida stories. Yeah. Deputies asked her to get dressed and get out of the pool several times. Once Kennedy was dressed, she attempted to resist arrest. She told told officers she would not be going anywhere. Deputies eventually arrested her and transported her to the county jail. She would not tell deputies her name, but she was later identified through jail booking photos. So she's been through
the process a couple times.
Yep.
She had her own volume.
All right. And we'll end with this one. Parents are calling in outrage over what is happening outside of their children's elementary school. They want a man who bears upsetting flags to stay away from their kids. Parents of students who attend Sally Jones Elementary School in Punta Gorda filed a report to police about a man they say has swastika flags and visits outside the school with them while shouting at parents dropping off their kids. Huh. This is an elementary school.
That's a very militant crossing guard.
Parent Adam Ackerman said...
You will cross now!
Said he was emphasizing toward the police. He said he had two flags and a Nazi sign, and when the officers came up, he was emphasizing showing the sign, especially the Nazi one. Ackerman saw the man twice on the sidewalk near the school. She said, we saw him again this morning, wildly screaming profanities at us, our children, and we simply drop our children off at school. He said, I think it's inappropriate, and I want to put an end to it. Although parents... view the accused man's actions as inappropriate, they apparently are not illegal. A city ordinance prohibits signs with obscene language or symbols that can be viewed from public property. But the Punta Gorda police said that the man has not broken the law, so there's nothing that they can do. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Ackerman filed the police report.
He'll get tired eventually.
Says he's ready to take matters into his own hands if he needs to, and that can be bad.
Too, that's chilling.
All right, and there you go. That is what I have in the bizarre file for you. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a moment. Don't forget, we have a number of guests on the show today. Tim Robbins, Eli Roth, William Shatner, all joining us. We got more giveaways, might even do a contest in the very, very, very near future. So stay there. We'll be back in a moment.
The Preston and Steve Small Business Love You, Help You line.
Hey, this is Rob Marcolongo, owner of Allpoint Home Inspection. I am a licensed, insured home inspector located in Medford, New Jersey. The housing market is hot. Homes are selling like crazy. But don't skip your home inspection. A home is the biggest purchase you will ever make. Get a home inspection. A few dollars spent now can save you thousands in repairs later. I am experienced, thorough, and reliable. I specialize in first-time home buyers, taking the extra time to explain, review, and show you the basics in a house. I'll provide an online report you can rely on. It's easy to understand and respond to. I also offer a first responder and military discount. Give me a call at 609-410-5899 or visit my website, allpointhomeinspection.com. And as always, MMR rocks.
Next message.
Hi, this is for 3D painting. It is a small family-owned business. This is Exterior Painting, 3D-Painting.net, 215-982-8232.
The Love You, Help You line. Shop local because small business needs our help. Find out more at PrestonandSteve.com. 93.3 WMMR. Putting Philly first. Sponsored by DellAutoGroup.com, where Jack really does sell them for less.
Don't forget, the team at Wilson Secret Sauce has been working through the pandemic to serve the community, local charities, first responders. They provided meals to over 3,000 essential workers throughout the pandemic and continue to do so. They're feeding us here today. They're contributing to not only the ACS Bike-A-Thon and Team WMMR, but Team Rock and Rollers with the Bend to Shore thing, as Steve had handed over a $500 check to Casey this morning, which is amazing. Awesome. So we're going to do some giveaways with those guys. In fact, we're going to play a game.
Woo!
Oh! And while we're soliciting for the callers to come in, Nick, I'm going to have you plug your event.
Oh, sure.
That you have today, by the way.
Yeah, actual events with actual people outdoors, and you can come by and say hi. It's a brand new Planet Fitness. It's at from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. It's right near you, Preston. It's the Lansdale exit off of the Northeast Extension. The address is 1758 Allentown Road. So I believe it's in the same shopping center where the Redners is, but it's the address 1758 Allentown Road. We're there from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Apparently, there's going to be a whole bunch of food trucks, a lot of activity, grand opening celebration of the brand new Planet Fitness. So come by, swing by, say hi, and it'd be nice to see you. It's cool to be doing appearances again.
Right. By the way, I've done a couple appearances. And the swag, the stuff that gets given away, it's been stockpiling for a while. It's really good stuff.
Yeah.
Nice. All right, speaking of really good stuff to give away, that's what we have. And ladies and gentlemen, it is time for this game.
It's time once again to play Yes or No. Yes or No. Two answers as old as time itself. A game primal and raw. Simple and to the chase. Two options. Two answers. Big prizes. Or sometimes smaller, less impressive prizes. But always prizes of some sort. And now, for the game that is the perfect out when we really can't think of anything else to do. Yes or No. And now, here's your host,
Preston Elliott.
Why didn't he say my name?
Yeah, why?
Because you hit the...
Sucks. It has no music underneath it, so I wanted to add a little bit of music to it. But in our system, you can't play more than one element at a time.
Preston Elliott!
And it faded out my name as I hit the music pad. Okay, so, yes or no, let's get callers on the line. 215-263-WMMR. Our phone lines are full. I didn't solicit ahead of time, but we need callers on the line.
By the way, we're incredibly understaffed today.
Oh, yeah. So it's very, very simple to do. Did we not tell them that we're doing that?
No, we did. There was just a miscommunication. They didn't know what prizes we were offering to our potential.
Well, do they know the rules over there? Do they know how we play?
No, you know,
it's a little complicated. Right. So we might need to do this another time. No, come on. All right, so Casey, if you could just reveal a few of the prizes, maybe that'll eat up a little bit of time as to the things that we're going to be giving away this morning.
Yes. I'm already good at this game. We have... No. We have pairs of passes to see Disney's Jungle Cruise, and that's going to be next Wednesday.
Yep.
We also have $25 gift cards to Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania, and we also have a bunch of cases of Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack.
So okay. That's awesome.
Yeah.
All right, and we have so much of this to give away that we're playing Yes or No, and the... The concept of the game is you get paired up with one of us on the show. We have written down, does each of us have two pieces of paper?
Oh, yes. I saved mine, so it might have some stains on them. But
okay, so I'm not going to ask you about the stains. So two answers. Each piece of paper has one that says yes and one that says no. We'll hold it up as we ask you to identify, and you're just going to have to trust us on this. We'll hold this up in the studio, and if you guess correctly, yes or no, then you win the prize.
There's a lot more strategy involved in this game than you would think.
Is there?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Let's start. This is just, we have tons of stuff to give away. We got movie passes, we got beer, and we have passes from Wilson Secret Sauce. So let's go to the phones and let's get started. And what sucks about this is our phone screeners, Connor and Nick Murphy, have to work lightning fast because this moves so quickly. So we're going to do our best.
Marcus here. Marcus could do it too.
Can we get three people on board? We're going to do this. All right, let's go. Let's start with Blake. Hey, Blake, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, Blake, we're going to play yes or no. Case, why don't we have you be the first person to hold up a yes or no? So talk to Blake.
All right, Blake, simple question. Yes or no?
I'm going to have to go with yes.
Yes!
Yes, Casey's holding up a sign that says yes. Oh. And that means you win a prize. Hang on the line. Here's what we got for you.
All right, Blake, you have won yourself a $25 gift card to Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue on Route 1, a.k.a. Township Line Road in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
By the way, Steve, I have a question for you. So
sure.
I went and I had another Impossible Cheesesteak sandwich. And tell me if I don't know if I can say this correctly. I got some meat stuck in my meat tooth.
Yeah.
But it's not meat.
You're right.
Right. No. So how about that?
What would that be?
Your
my impossible tooth?
Impossible tooth.
Okay. I wasn't sure. But I got it out, thank you. In case you were wondering.
I saw you working it out there with a card.
I used my laminate.
What's your go-to?
My key pass. What?
If you get a meat tooth.
I'm wearing my laminate, that. But okay. If not, usually
a jigsaw?
I'll find a piece of paper.
Yes.
And I'll fold it up once to make it a little more rigid.
That's what I do, yeah.
And I'll do that.
Okay.
Then I have flossers.
You have flossers?
I always have flossers.
I don't have
on
flossers. So. Yeah. All right, let's get another caller. Steve, you're going to go up with this one. This is Phil on the line. Hey, Phil.
Hey, how we doing?
Wonderful. We're playing yes or no.
Phil, just listen to me when I say there's no way you're going to get this.
All right.
Yes or no?
I'm going to go with no.
Yes! Right!
That is correct, Phil. You're a winner, and here's what we got for you.
All right, for you, Phil, we have a $25 gift card to Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue on Township Line Road in Upper Darby, PA.
Excellent. All right, let's get our next caller up. They're going to play with Nick. We have Sam here. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Sam, you ready to play?
I am.
Pressure's on.
All right, Sam. And I like girl Sams.
Me too.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah, all right, Sam.
We had a girl Sam on yesterday.
We did.
Yeah. Wow, it's the week of the girl Sams.
Sam week on the President's Day show.
I like guy Sams.
I'm going to let that marinate for a second.
Yeah, just let it kind
of big fan
dangle.
Of man Sams.
What you doing, little fella?
All right, Sam. Yes or no?
Yes.
You got it. Oh, my God, you guys are on fire today. 100%
right now.
Because that could go one of two ways.
Sam, hang on. Here's what we got for you.
For you, Sam, we have Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack. Now, this is beer made with a passion, quality. All right. And a whole lot of Hawaii. It's Liquid Aloha from Kona Brewing Company. Enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap and Kona Seltzers at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick with indoor and outdoor dining, a beautiful patio, picturesque golf view courses. No, golf course views.
Golf view course.
And a great event space. Visit creeksidesportsbar.com.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but these courses are golf view.
Yes. So as you're eeping, you can enjoy them.
All right, we're going to go next to John. Good morning, John.
What's up, fellas?
Yo, bud, we're playing yes or no. You get to play with me. You ready, my man?
You got it.
I am holding it up. Is it yes or no, John?
That's a hard no.
Yeah!
Dude! Oh!
They're killing it today.
Wow. I love this strategy, though. Did you hear how he played it?
Yes.
He picked one.
He did. That's a bold move, Cotton. Yeah. All right, what do we have here, Case?
All right, we get to do this again, guys. Kona Spiked Seltzer. I messed it up again.
Golf
already. Golf U Island Variety Pack. Beer made with passion, quality, and a whole lot of Hawaii. It's Liquid Aloha from Kona Brewing Company. Enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap. And Kona Seltzer's at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick with indoor and outdoor dining, a beautiful patio, picturesque golf course views, and a great event space. Visit creeksidesportsbar.com.
So you notice how our own Nick Murphy is chipping in to help as well to get this
yes.
done.
Yes.
So,
oh, man.
All right. It's a lot of product to move, but we're moving product.
We're going
to
go next to Lisa. Hi there, Lisa.
Gadzooks
to you, Lisa. All right, so Casey is going to play along with you.
All right, Lisa, work with me on this one. Is it yes or no?
I'm going to have to go with yes.
Yeah! Yes! Holy hell!
By the way, we have video proof that we are actually holding up these signs, and these people are nailing it. That's five in a row, man.
I mean, think of the odds.
I don't want to be sexist, but I think we're doing better without the women around.
Oh, you know, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, yeah, I think we're
doing... Well, we've stopped cycling together. Did you notice that?
I did notice that. Once they left.
All right, what do we have for Lisa?
All right, Lisa, we have a $25 gift card to Wilson's Secret Sauce and Barbecue in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
Ooh, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's go to Aiden next. Hi, Aiden. Good morning. that was Casey's
oot. Oh, yeah.
I think that's what that was. All right, so Aiden, the game is called Yes or No. You have two answers, and Steve is holding up. Steve, you want to give him the vibes?
All right, so Aiden?
I'm going to go with yes.
Oh, you didn't listen.
Steve, Aiden. You should have let me finish the question, because sometimes there's a clue in the way I ask the question.
Sorry, Aiden. You're our first loser. Thank you. We appreciate that.
Oh, sad.
All right, we're going to go next to... Oh, my God. A guy named Dalton is on the line.
Oh, baby.
Hey, Dalton. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Love you guys.
Thanks, man. We appreciate it. So,
thought you'd be bigger.
We're going to... I know. You've never heard that before, have you? I thought you'd be bigger.
It's from Roadhouse.
Just in case you
didn't. That's how I got my name.
Ah, from Roadhouse.
You really named that after the movie Roadhouse?
My mom thought he was a hot fella, and she totally named me after him.
Dude, that's pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah, I hope you win.
All right, well, you're playing with another hot fella, Nick McElwain.
All right. Dalton, team hot fella. Positive vibes only. Dalton, yes or no?
I'm going to go with a heavy yes.
Yeah!
You are correct, sir. All right, Dalton, here's what we got for you.
All right, here you
Mijo.
Go. Mijo. Mijo, you have a $25 gift card to Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue in Upper Darby, PA, Township Line Road, home of the greatest brief brisket I've ever had. Brief biscuit?
I love brief brisket.
Shut up.
Is this actually made out of a briefcase? It's delicious.
Yeah, it's meatless.
It's briefless.
Yeah, and so instead of impossible, they have briefcases. Shut up. Keep moving on. Move past this part.
How much of this are you saying to yourself?
I'm saying it to you guys.
Okay.
Especially you, Mijo.
It's a Rocky impression. That...
Hey,
shut up. Why don't we take a 5-minute break?
I think we need one. That's how compelling you know this game is.
Do you think the game's too taxing?
I think that's it. We're playing at a high level.
Right.
Well, why don't we take a 5-minute break?
Yeah. All right. So
it's like, you know, the final points of Wimbledon.
All right. Did we get it? We good?
We good.
Okay, so...
We wet.
All right, let's...
No, we're pretty damn...
We're going to go next to Matt. Hey, Matt, good morning.
Gadzooks.
Gadzooks, Matt. All right, it's you and me, pal. You ready to try this out?
Absolutely.
All right, let's see what you think. What am I holding up? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah! Yeah!
Wow, that's how you play.
Damn!
Nice work, Matt. Here's what we got for you.
I think we only have like four of these left, but Matt, you got a $25 gift card to Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue on Township Line Road in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania.
That's a beautiful thing. All right, we move over to another caller, and this one is Corinne. Hello there, Corinne.
Hey, guys. Big brown Guatemalan nipples.
Getting sucked down by all sorts of pebbles.
That is correct.
How old is that, by
the
way?
It's ancient.
Yeah. Does that go back to Y100?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, Corinne, you're playing with Casey.
Okay, Corinne.
All right.
All right. Here we go. This is up to you. Is it yes?
Or is it no?
I'm going to go with yes.
Oh man.
I had that thought she had.
I know, I did too.
All right. Thank you, Corinne. That was incorrect. He was holding up a no. All right. We'll go next to Owen. Hey there, Owen.
Good morning, it.
Good morning, it, Owen. You get to play with Steve. How about that?
Let's go.
All right, Owen. I want you to win this. I want you to stay positive. Is it yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah!
Yay! Let's go!
You got it, Owen. Hang on.
Wow. You won a $25 Wilson's Secret. Owen Wilson. Oh, my gosh. Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue gift card on Township Line Road in Upper Darby. Wow. Delco. That's it.
There we go. Delco.
Delco.
In summation.
Right. In summation, Delco.
All right.
How many do we have left? Two? I think we only have two Wilsons left.
Kudos to these guys taking the calls and processing the winners.
Oh, yeah. Moves really, really fast. 215-263-WMMR. We're playing yes or no. As long as the prizes last, let's go over to Jason. Hi there, Jason.
Hi, Grandma.
Hi, Grandma.
Well done. All right. Well, your grandma is Nick. Here we go.
Jason, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man. Yes or no?
I'm going to go with yes.
Ah!
Well done. All right, Jason. Got some Bev action for you.
Yeah, we got some Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack, beer made with passion, quality, and a whole lot of Hawaii. It's liquid aloha from Kona Brewing Company, and enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap and Kona Seltzer at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick with indoor and outdoor dining, a beautiful patio, picturesque golf course views, and a great event space. Visit creeksidesportsbar.com.
Excellent. All right, another caller, and it's Mark who's going to play along with yours truly. Mark, how you doing, man?
Mark,
are you there, buddy? All right, we'll move on to another caller, and that will be Mario. Mario, good morning.
Hey, Big Brown, Guatemala.
Now we're not doing it again. All right, thank you, Mario. All right, you're going to play with me, Mario. I'm feeling good about this. What you got, yes or no?
I'm going to go no.
Damn it.
Incorrect, sir. I was holding up a yes. All right, that means we move on to Casey, and we have listener Mike. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
Wonderful, Mike. We are having you play with Casey, yes or no, two possible answers.
All right, I'm just going random here, and I'm going to go with this one. Mike, I have no idea what we're going to do here, yes or no?
No.
Yeah!
He got it.
Wow.
And that means we have this for you, Mike.
Mike, you have Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack, beer made with passion and quality, and a whole lot of Hawaii. Liquid aloha from Kona Brewing Company. You can enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap at the Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick with indoor and outdoor dining, a beautiful patio, picturesque golf course views, and a great event space. Visit creeksidebar.com. Nope, creeksidesportsbar.com.
All right.
You go.
Let's let the phone lines build back up. We'll give our phone screeners a bit of a pause.
We're moving product though, right?
Yeah.
I think we moved a lot.
We're moving a lot of stuff. You know what I can do? I can do a short out.
Let's do that while they recoup.
Yep, exactly.
Their fingers are chafed.
Yep, it moves very quickly because not only do they have to take the calls when we get winners, they then have to take the information, write them down on our prize sheets, and then inform the people on the line how they get their tickets or whatever they've won and all that stuff. So it's a process.
Also, like if you're taping this particular game, this would be a good time to flip the tape over so you can listen back to it later.
Yes, you'll want to do that
for
sure.
Flip the cassette.
Yes, flip now. All right, so I got this email. It says, hey, Presbo, been listening since the late 90s and turning the next generation on to Preston and Steve. And I'd love a shout out to my little guy, Quentin. He is 3 years old. He also calls him Q. He impersonates all of Steve's sound effects as best he can while we podcast.
That's great.
As a connoisseur of the barbecue, I thought you'd appreciate that he refers to my tongs as grill tweezers. And they will never be tongs again. Love you guys. You've been as essential to your listeners as the air we breathe.
Aww.
And it is from Michael Damiani. So here's a shout out. And that goes out to his son, Quentin, who is three years old. That's awesome.
It's wild over the years when we've had a couple of different generations of a family listening to the show.
Yeah. Can I do a shout out real quick as well?
Sure.
This is from my buddy Jim, who used to work over at the Liberty gas station, Fritz's Liberty gas station near me. His son, if you recall, this guy for the yearbook created, and it never actually existed, the Lumberjack Club.
Yes.
And so it never existed. Well, this is Jim's son.
Oh, that's cool.
And so his son just had a baby the other day. So congratulations to Jim Ford's son and his wife, Lizzie, on the birth of their first child, a daughter named Savannah.
Excellent. All right, we're moving on, and we're playing yes or no. Casey, I think you went last, so Steve, you are up. We have Doug on the line. Hey, Doug, good morning.
I love my family.
I love my family.
Just like Gary.
All right, Doug. I think you have the power to do this. Is it yes or no?
Yes.
Yes!
Absolutely correct. And for your efforts, Doug, we got something free for you. Here we go.
We got a Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack. This is beer made with a passion quality and a whole lot of Hawaii. It's Liquid Aloha from Kona Brewing Company. Enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick with indoor and outdoor dining, a beautiful patio, golf course views, and a great event space. Visit creeksidesportsbar.com.
Hi, Grandma.
Up next is Wes. Hey there, Wes.
Good morning.
Morning, bud. All right, so we're going to set you up playing yes or no with Nick. How about it?
You excited, Wes?
I am very excited.
Me too.
Can't be happier, yep.
Yeah, I feel the same way. All right, Wes, yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah! 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 Rock that like a champ.
Wes, we got this for you.
A $25 gift card to... Secret Sauce in Upper Darby, Pennsylvania on Township Line Road.
Again, please.
Yes.
Welcome!
That's terrific.
I love it. All right, over next to Derek. Hey, Derek, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up? Never got through with you guys before. Pretty cool.
Here you go, Loso. Nice. Don't screw it up.
Excellent. All right, Derek, you're playing with me. I'm holding up a sign. It either says yes or no on it. What do you think?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, Derek. I was holding up a nail, buddy.
All right, we'll get you back on another time.
All right. Sorry that, too. Your first call was a disappointment. But
I thought he was going to get it. He just seemed to have that vibe.
All right, well, we have Steve up next. Hey, Steve, how you doing, bud?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, man. You're going to play with Casey. You all set?
Yes, I am.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, then here you go, Steve. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, yes, you are. Yes, you have to be. Yes, I think you're yes.
Well, yes or no?
Yeah. Well, that's a yes thing you said about the band, yes?
Yeah. All right, Steve, you have won yourself our final $25 gift card to Secret Sauce in Upper Darby. It's on Township Line Road, home of the best beef brisket I've ever had in my life.
And don't forget to try Marcus's new sandwich that he has helped develop with Steve and Kelly. It's pulled pork rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning and then topped with some creme fraiche.
Creme.
And the all proceeds from that sandwich through the end of July will benefit the American Cancer Society.
You're a crumb creep.
That too. All right. Let's go over to our next contestant. It's Luke. Hey, Luke.
Get away from me.
Yeah. Get away from
that
me.
That actually sounded pretty solid.
La, 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 Luke. Luke.
Okay, so you get to play with Steve, Luke.
All right. Great. You ready, Luke?
Yes,
is
sir.
The answer yes or no?
The answer would be yes.
Yeah!
Luke got it. Do you even have a no over there, Steve?
I do. I used the no a couple
have
times.
Have you? Yeah. Okay. All right. Casey, what do we got for?
Oh, Luke, we have a pair of passes to see Disney's Jungle Cruise on Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m. at the UA King of Prussia. This is inspired by the famous Disneyland theme park ride. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt in theaters and on Disney Plus with premiere access on July 30th. Click contest at WMMR.com for another chance to win.
All right, next up is Steve. Hey there, Steve.
Hey, Gadzooks, guys. Good morning.
Gadzooks, and good morning to you. We're playing possibly our most difficult game we have.
It's hard because there's so many different ways to play it.
You get to play with Nick. It's yes or no.
All right, Steve, here we go. Once again, yes or no?
Yes.
I love it.
We are giving everything away here. Case, what do we have for Steve?
A Kona spiked seltzer, island seltzer, variety pack seltzer. Made, beer made with a passion, quality, and a whole lot of Hawaii. It's liquid aloha from Kona.
Seltzer.
Yeah. Kona Brewing Company. Enjoy Kona's right. Big wave on tap at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick.
Let's just do the people we have left on hold.
Okay.
All right, that's
it. And then we'll wrap, okay? So
I got one case of Kona left and lots of Jungle Cruises.
Okay, so we have three callers left. We will go to Kevin. Hey, Kevin.
Good morning, it.
Good morning, it, Kevin. All right, it's you and me, buddy. You ready?
Sounds good, Press.
Let's see if you can get this correct. Is it yes or is it no?
It is yes.
It is yes. All right, Kevin.
Man.
I think we got that last case for him.
Yep, it is a case. It's the Kona Spiked Island Seltzer Variety Pack, and it is a beer made with passion, quality, and a whole lot of Hawaii. It's liquid aloha from Kona Brewing Company.
It sounded like you said a whole lot.
We'll have to play that back. Let's check that.
A whole lot of Hawaii.
A whole lot. And you can enjoy... And if you do, you can enjoy Kona's Big Wave on tap at Creekside Sports Bar and Grill in Limerick. That is from a movie.
I know.
It's with indoor and outdoor dining and a beautiful patio and beautiful golf course views. Go to creeksidesportsbar.com.
And if you do, I love it. All right, so two more, and let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, bitches.
Hey, what? All right, Andrew.
Wait, I had a mouthful of water, dude.
He had a mouthful of water. He went, Andrew, you get to play with Steve.
Let's go, Steve.
All right. Might be time for a changeup. I don't know. You have to play it the way you feel it. Andrew, is it yes or no?
My mind's telling me no.
Yeah! My body keeps telling me yes.
That's right, Andrew. Here's what we got for you.
Andrew, I know you wanted to win some Kona, but instead you've got Disney Jungle Cruise passes on Wednesday, July 28th at 7 p.m. Preston skipped over me on this last one, so I didn't get to do my yes or no. I just realized that. I didn't get to do
You start acting up and you get punished.
You're right. I just got smacked on the nose with the newspaper. This is a movie that has been inspired by Disneyland theme park ride, and it stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Emily Blunt. It's in theaters and on Disney Plus with premiere access on July 30th. The contest at WMMR.com for another chance to win.
Okay, so we got time for one more. Nick?
Yes, sir.
Will you give up your turn so Casey won't be a little bitch for the rest of the day?
No.
Because I accidentally skipped
yes.
over him.
No.
I didn't do that on purpose.
I know. I didn't say you did it on purpose. I said you skipped over me.
I thought you said you got smacked on the nose or something.
Well, I did. I said you're being punished.
I was being punished, so I got smacked on the nose.
All right, we'll go to Joe then. Joe is with Nick. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Wonderful, Joe. You are our last contestant. You ready?
Yep.
All right, Joe. We're going to finish strong. We're going to finish positive. Yes or no?
Yes.
Yeah. Holy God! That kind of play you don't see often.
That's right. How did he ever do it? How did he decide?
Unbelievable.
Here's what we have for Joe.
Hey, we got a pair of passes to see Disney's Jungle Cruise. This is Wednesday at 7 at the UA King of Prussia. It's inspired by the Disneyland theme park ride. So go see it.
Excellent.
See it. Right.
Yes or no? Thank you guys for playing. Thank you to Wilson's and Kona and Jungle Cruise for supplying our prizes this morning. As you see, we had a lot to give away. So when we need to move product, that's a great game to go to.
And it's a nail biter.
Yeah. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back in just a moment. Don't forget, roughly a little over an hour from now, we're going to have Tim Robbins on. Right after that, Eli Roth. And right after that, William Shatner. So we have a cavalcade, a conga line of guests. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Streaming on WMMR.com, our mobile app, your smart speaker, and now at radio.com.
All right, real quick, before we get into anything, I want to do a shout out, and then I have a really cool email I want to read to you guys. This first one is a birthday shout out. It says, hey, my name is Courtney Hallowell. My mom's birthday is July 22nd. My mom, Stephanie, has been listening to your podcast for as long as I can remember. I don't even know if you guys do this. But if you could wish her a happy birthday on Thursday, it would mean a lot. Thank you. And that's from Courtney. So we'll do a shout out, Courtney. It's what we do. And that is for your mom, Stephanie. So happy birthday to Stephanie Hallowell. And then this email, this is great. You guys are going to love this. It says, hey, Preston, Steve, and all the crew. I'm writing to thank you for reading my son Todd Del Sordo's email from February of 2015. He wrote to you asking for help finding a kidney for me. And I want to thank you for reading his email on the air. Because of that, I am celebrating 6 years today with a beautiful, healthy kidney transplant. My husband's cousin, Linda Latta, heard your email in California and was tested and donated her kidney to me.
Wow.
And I am forever grateful for my beautiful gift of life. And that is from Maureen Del Sordo.
She heard it in California.
Yeah. So I guess a podcast. So it's her husband's cousin, Linda. So I would assume she might be from this area.
Yeah.
And moved out to California and must podcast or stream us. And heard me read the email. I guess maybe it didn't trickle to that part of the family. But heard me read the email from Todd, found out, tested, was a match, and donated the kidney and, you know, probably saved her life.
That's a mind blower. That's fantastic.
So, Maureen, we appreciate the email. We're very, very happy for you. 6 years on. I know as a transplant, you know, organ recipient, you know, that I believe it's a lifelong check on whether it takes.
Right.
You know, because there's you have to take anti-rejection drugs and things like that and get tested. So
kidneys tend to do well.
I'm happy to hear that 6 years on, she's still doing great. So that's wonderful.
I was in the hospital for just a procedure, you know, the achalasia thing, my throat thing a while ago. And while I was there, somebody who was actually donating an organ, I never found out exactly what organ was being donated. I assumed it was a kidney. But the staff came out and they had this person and they were like basically cheering them on for their, I mean, it was an amazing thing to see about someone giving up their own body to help someone else live.
Yeah.
And it was something I won't forget.
Yep, that's cool. Hey, I think it's time to open up the store.
Open up the odds and ends store. General stores known around these parts. It's just where everyone goes to get their pornography.
We have some right behind the counter here for you, sir.
There's a bearded cut, and there's two guys back there doing things you don't want to know about.
Hey, mister.
I saw a few things on the shelves that are worth bringing down and dusting off and showing to you this morning. There's a term called Zaddy.
Zaddy.
That's being used lately.
There's Zombie and Zaddy.
How do you spell it?
Z-A-D-D-Y.
All right.
I had not heard it, but then again, I'm not always up on everything.
Is this a hipster word?
Well, I don't know, but Dictionary.com has released an official definition with its latest round of revisions. The online vocabulary resource is adding several new slang terms, including asshat.
Asshat's a good one.
Yep, S show.
Yeah.
And snack. But snack, meaning in a slang term, is a sexy and physically attractive person, a hottie, a snack. I'll just have a snack.
Well, so, yeah, that would fall into the, like, thirst trap has become, you know, thirsty has become.
Thirsty, yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, Casey mentions that from time to time. Right. When somebody's posting something online and they're looking for comments or praise, they're thirsty.
You know, you see a lot of that after they break up. You'll see all the thirsty pictures.
It's crazy how quickly that happens well.
It seems like it's within seconds.
Mm-hmm. All right. So they say, according to Dictionary.com, a zaddy is an attractive man who is also stylish, charming, and self-confident.
Well, that's all of us.
That's with you, Preston and Steve show. A bunch of zaddies. Attractive man who is stylish, charming, and self-confident.
Okay, maybe, so daddy...
Not the stylish part, maybe, but...
What is daddy? Is it a...
I don't know where the Z comes from.
It's just sort of a joke, sort of an amalgamation of having some fun online. So literally there was an entry that said, a zaddy is a guy you look at and you think, zam, zaddy. And immediately, you know, in your head, it's a zaddy and he's hot, but it's not... There's...
Zad's eyes, Zeri's handsome.
All right, now it goes on to say, not to be confused with Silver Fox, which the website, which says, describes as an attractive older person with gray or silver hair, especially a man. John Kelly.
Am I a Zaddy?
No, you're a Silver Fox.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess.
Mirror, mirror. Yeah. On the wall, who's the zaddiest of them all?
But maybe Bill would be a zaddy.
Attractive, Bill is a stylish guy.
Stylish, charming, and self-confident.
He's got it.
Yeah.
He is our zaddy.
He's our zaddy.
Yeah.
Hi, zaddy. So, John.
I want you to touch me, zaddy.
John Kelly, the managing editor of
dictionary.com,
says the latest update to our dictionary continues to mirror the world around us. Some other new additions are long COVID.
Long COVID. Okay, that's... All right, let me guess. I believe this
It doesn't have the definition, so I don't know. But go ahead.
Probably some people get COVID and get residual medical issues that stay with them for a long time.
Okay. Maybe that's
I'm probably wrong on that. It's probably the female zaddy.
Then there's 5G.
Okay. Yes. That's we have 4G currently in most of the areas. 5G is a higher speed data stream.
Content warning, you know what that is.
Oh, yeah.
And domestic terrorism. So those things that have been added to dictionary.
Domestic terrorism? .com. It's been around for years.
I don't know. So nonetheless, you may be a zaddy, you might be a silver fox, I don't know. But nonetheless, they have decided.
I'd rather be a zaddy than a domestic terrorist.
To define it. All right, let's walk to another part of the department in the store here.
Hey, mister.
Get out of here, kid, you bother me.
We're going over to the music section. Going over to the music section. After weeks of raging debate over the opening lyric to Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road.
Yeah.
The rock icon's longtime manager settled the matter definitively over this past weekend. So the question is it to sway or to wave?
As the screen door slams and Mary's dress sways or waves, right?
That's correct, yes.
So, like a vision, she dances across the porch. The radio plays.
Let's listen to it here. And make up our mind.
The screen door slams. Mary's dress waves.
Mary's dress sways or waves?
It sways.
I heard waves.
I hear waves. Okay.
I also hear Toy Darbinson.
What?
Instead of Roy Orbison.
Oh, okay.
I mean, aren't there... All right, so when the album came out, were there liner notes with lyrics?
I always thought it was waves.
Okay.
I always heard waves, but when you just played it now, because I know this battle is raging, I heard sways for the first time.
Yeah, so I hear waves, but Boss Nation was thrown into a tumult on July 3rd when New York Times writer Maggie Haberman tweeted the first line of the track after she went to see the Broadway show, and she wrote, "As screen door slams, Mary's dress sways." Now, I've got the answer here.
Okay, so do I.
Okay,
I
so. Are you looking up the liner notes?
No, so
did you... Do you want to recuse yourself?
No. I have to recuse myself because I know the answer. But on iTunes, when you listen to a song, a lot of times they have like a little... a caption bubble.
Yep.
And if you hit that, the lyrics will come up as they're being sung.
But that may not necessarily be correct. So
you might not be right.
There are lyric sites and so on that will from time to time get it wrong.
Right.
So the problem was that Bruce definitely sings that the dress in question waves, not sways, or does he? So the ensuing debate found its way to the subsequent Los Angeles Times article entitled "The Screen Door Slams Mary's Dress Swaves."
Waves or sways?
An investigation of the boss's mysterious verb, which ran down to the fierce divide over which word the Rock Hall of Fame singer is one of his most beloved songs. So the back and forth got so heated that little Steven Van Zandt even tweeted out. And he wrote, "Oy vey, get this Bruce lyric crap out of my feed." So as the LA Times noted, Bruce had printed the lyrics in the original album gatefold design where they clearly state Mary's dress waves.
Ah.
Okay.
So in the first design, because that's always what I thought I heard.
All right. With the CD booklet issue featuring the same line, which also appears in the official site and in his official songbook, Bruce Springsteen's songs. As if that wasn't enough, on page 220 of Springsteen's Born to Run memoir, he wrote, "The screen door slams, Mary's dress sways."
Okay. I'm complicated.
And he wrote, "That's a good opening line." Confusing things further, lyric sites Genius.com and AZLyrics.com opt for sways, though the sites sometimes feature incorrect or misheard lyrics. And the Times pointed out that Sotheby's auctioned off Springsteen's handwritten lyrics to the song in 2019 for $62,500, in which the singer's cursive clearly reads, "The screen door slams and Annie's Dress Sways, or Ann Dress Sways. I guess he had changed the
lyrics.
The name, yeah.
It used to be Schmaves.
During a VH1 storyteller recording in 2005, the paper reported that he read the lyrics aloud, and he almost certainly said "sways." So it's written in the liner on the album to say "waves," but he's
a song called "Blunder Toad."
But he's saying "sways."
Okay. Well, even he apparently hasn't ever quite been sure of what it was.
So eventually, Bruce's longtime manager and former rock journalist John Landau settled the matter in The New Yorker. He said the word is sways. He explained that's the way he wrote it in his original notebooks. That's the way he sang it on Born to Run in 1975. That's the way he has always sung it at thousands of shows. And that's the way he sings it right now on Broadway. Any typos in official Bruce material will be corrected.
So you think of like a flag waving.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought of a dress waving.
Yeah, me too.
When I think of swaying, I think of someone rocking back and forth
moving,
slowly.
Yeah.
So that's why I assumed the dress was waving.
You know where one of the original playings of that song was? Besides here on MMR, was at the Main Point in, it's now a furniture consignment store on 30. But I think MMR broadcast that show. So radio broadcast in Philadelphia area, and Bruce debuted it in early 1975.
It's great to be here at the furniture consignment store.
Yeah.
Where you can get some great deals on end tables. There's a coffee table over there that has my name on it.
Kevin Gunn could tell you all about this.
Yeah,
sure. He's a big expert. Didn't he write a book on me?
He wrote a book on the Beatles.
Well, I'm the Beatles.
Yeah, but he knows just as much about Bruce. And in fact, he comes in to talk
when furniture at reasonable prices.
When Pierre plays the original version of the song, which is called Wings and Wheels, or was it Wings on Wheels? I'm not sure. Wings for Wheels. We got to trade on these Wings for Wheels.
And it's called Wings to Go.
Okay, I give up.
It's hard to finish sentences sometimes.
Yeah. Sometimes.
When Bruce is in the room.
Yeah. But that's the original version that he sang on WMMR, I believe. Or it might have been at that club, Nick.
Yeah, the Main Point, yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't it agitate a little bit? Bruce really legitimately has a connection to the station, and there hasn't been a lot of
crooks. It actually a lot. Now it hasn't.
Look at how Bon Jovi steps up all the time.
It hasn't diminished my love for Bruce.
No.
But it's disappointing.
I'm not going to share any of Wilson's secret sauce.
Not even the impossible cheesesteak.
No, wow. Bruce doesn't get it.
It's very disappointing. I think.
You hear the history as you guys are just relaying, Kevin Gunn and the history of earlier versions of stuff, and it's essential for an integral part of Bruce's history, and he just doesn't seem to want to communicate with the station.
I would love to just have Pierre interview him. That's what I'd love to hear. I don't even want to do it. I would be honored to conduct an interview with Bruce Springsteen. It would be a huge gap.
But Pierre do it.
I think it deserves to be Pierre Robert if anybody were to speak to
or Jackie
him here.
Is he waves a slave?
That would not go well.
Is it kayak or kayak?
You ever used the word kayak in your songs?
Oh my God!
That's Eskimos use those.
What? No.
No, it's an igloo.
Oh.
Igloo?
You know that Eskimos rub their noses to kiss.
How did we get on Eskimos?
What are we talking about here?
Talking about Thunder Road.
You know what? My uncle told me that Eskimos are real.
They are real.
They are real.
What do you think? It's like a Yeti?
Okay. Anyhow, so it's... Here, let's... Oh, man. Huh? Play the beginning of the actual, not just that. Does this have the first line in it, Case?
It do.
All right, because I want to hear now with my mind hearing sways.
Open. It's like Laurel and Yanni.
Hang on a second.
A great comedy duo.
So sways, not waves. Let's try to hear it that way. And nobody say anything.
Screen door slams. Mary's dress waves.
Okay.
Sways.
I heard sways.
I hear
sways.
Time.
But I hear the V in waves.
Okay. Roadhouse opens, Patrick Sways.
I heard Swayze.
I didn't hear the E.
Like a bouncer, he dances across the floor as he ejects the drums. It's the Double Deuce on a Friday, and you're gonna have a good time. You.
You. All right. Let's go somewhere else in the store. We have we got so much inventory.
Well, I think we solved that at least.
And
I
mean, so much stock to go through here. Let's talk about...
sex?
Baby, let's talk about you and me.
Let's talk about...
All right, we will talk about sleep and getting naps. It can be tempting to take a nap in the middle of the day.
You're a napper.
I'm an everyday napper now.
I cannot.
I resisted it for years, and now I embrace my napitude.
God bless you. I wish I could. I cannot.
When did this start? I knew that you were napping on Fridays.
It's been a long time.
No kidding.
A while, yeah.
All
so
good for you, man.
I try to catch. I set the timer for 40 minutes because I want to get a 30-minute nap, and I never know how many minutes it's going to take me to fall asleep. So I set it for about 40 minutes, but. Here's data from Dr. Rebecca Robbins, a sleep expert. Data shows that napping can be good for you, but it shouldn't be suitable for a full night's sleep. She says the perfect nap time is 10 to 20 minutes long.
How long mine lasts.
Really?
It's always 20 minutes, and I don't need to set an alarm. It's pretty
good for you.
Regular. And it's
would you say you wake up refreshed?
Yeah,
you do.
When I don't wake up refreshed is when I nap longer than that. When I allow the nap to go like an hour or two, it messes me up. When I take a 20-minute nap, it's usually like 2:30 in the afternoon.
Mike,
you know, gets me through, and then I'm good until 9:30, 10 o'clock at night.
Dr. Mike has actually said, and he's told me that long naps during the day can actually be detrimental to your health.
Yeah, they totally mess me up, and I shift back and forth. Between meditating and napping, and sometimes the meditation turns into a nap.
Yeah.
And that's not voluntary. I just go right from meditation into
napitation.
Well, it's meditating, and then I realize I'm no longer meditating. I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Do you nap more like laying down or sitting up?
Laying down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Driving.
I mean, like sitting up in a like recliner. Or,
I don't sleep well that way. I have a hard time falling asleep like that. That's why plane rides are very, very difficult for me to get any rest on.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not good at napping at all. I will do the meditation that Dr. Rosenpenis gave me, and I'll relax and do that. But to get a real restful nap, it just doesn't work for me.
Yeah, I'm a world-class napper.
The ideal time to nap in the day is between 2 and 4 p.m., and you should not nap if you suffer from insomnia. And you'll get the highest benefits from napping if you do so at the same time each day. You'll even learn to fall asleep more quickly and to wake up without an alarm.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I'm trying desperately to do better with sleep because I do suffer from insomnia, and it's a really awful cycle to get in because you don't sleep at night and then you can't stay awake during the day.
It's horrible. I've had moments in my life or bouts, protracted, not extensive, where you can't fall asleep. I know this is the God's honest truth. The Sleep Number bed has been a sort of a revelation.
Yeah, I need
and
it.
I do honestly get that full night's sleep, as they say in the commercial. It's the truth. And that's a joy when you know you're going to go to sleep pretty quickly.
Yeah,
you know?
If I want a nap, like short, I cannot go to my bed because that will turn into a sleep.
Yeah.
But I yesterday, I accidentally... nap for 2 straight hours.
Do you know it's a kind of a good way if you want to go into your closet and get one of your coats on the coat hanger.
Yeah.
While it's still in the hanger, put your arms through the sleeves and then just hang there.
You got to make sure it's a nice sturdy wooden hanger.
Right. So you accidentally took a 2-hour nap yesterday?
Dude, it was
what time of day?
It was like a little bit after 2 o'clock. So here's the problem is when I got home from work and lunch.
I was exhausted.
So was I. But the plan was for me to go and mow the lawn. So I had to...
Got to mow the lawn.
Well, I was sitting down going to the bathroom, and the plan was to go mow the lawn immediately after that. And while I was sitting down going to the bathroom, it started pouring rain.
Right.
And so I couldn't mow the lawn. And I was like, oh, man, what do I do? So I sat down on my recliner, and then I woke up at 4:30, and two hours had passed.
Oh, God, I would be absolutely useless. It'd be like not that I've ever been high, but I assume that's what being high would be like. If I come out of in the rare occasions that I've managed to fall asleep during the day.
Well, so I got up. So here's the issue. I was supposed to meet somebody to deliver a cycling jersey to him.
Yeah.
I was supposed to meet him at 4 o'clock, and I woke up at 4:30,
And so then I felt sorry. Yeah, I know. So I emailed him, got his number, got his.
For you.
Well,
Oh, no.
Sorry, Rambo.
I went right on your team, and I was waiting for my jersey, but you never showed up.
That's right, it stinks!
Okay, Springfield boy, I'm coming for you.
No, I came to you. I got your address, and I went to your house, and I dropped it off. But
that three screwed up, then I'm there.
But I was still productive. When I got home, I mowed the lawn, and I got some stuff done around the house. I mopped the lawn. No, I did mop the laundry room floor, though.
I was a little tired. I mopped the lawn.
Yeah. See him out front with a bucket. By the way, I saw Casey's boyhood home yesterday.
Oh, can I see the picture?
Yeah. Hang on a second. This will be just for us here in the studio, but yeah, I'll show you. I had Casey pose.
You know what you should do, Casey, is get a full-size two-story scrim. That's the picture of your house.
Right.
And put it in front of your current house.
No, but Press was saying what he wanted to wants to do.
Yes.
And okay, go
ahead. I had a great idea. So as we're at Nifty 50s, Casey is pointing out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that nice?
I see.
Yeah, nice yeah. So it's a classic style house.
Yeah.
But Nifty 50s it's quaint. Yeah, is right. That is. And that, when we sat down, I go, dude, this is my hood. This is where I grew up.
That's like, where his pet chili dogs used to be. That's where the Last Stand used to be. Charlie's used to be over there. This was this Wawa wasn't here.
Right.
That CVS used to be blah, blah, blah. This is where we used to play, baseball, blah, blah. He was pointing it all out. And I'm like, well, you got to drive me by your house. How far away is it? It's like, less than a mile. So we drove. As we're driving, he's pointing out the window. We're in a different car, and he's just pointing to stuff. I don't even know what the hell he's pointing at. And I saw a baseball field. I'm like, I guess he used to play baseball there.
He's an all-star baseball player at that field.
And then the best part is he stops, gets out of the car.
Hang on.
Has Mom, me turn, get Mom, out of the
turn,
car.
Turn the radio off, Mom.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Turn the radio off, Mom. He goes, You see that footbridge over there? He goes, that's where I got my first Hummer right there.
Oh.
And then he goes on to tell me the full story of why he didn't get to finish it and all this other. And he's just it's
the love
out
that
everything.
Dare not speak his name.
I think now that we're entering in being in close connection with others a little bit easier now because post-COVID or getting to post-COVID, that we should get one of those types of vans that people take on, for a bachelor party or something like that, a small van that can fit, 15, 20 people with a microphone and a speaker and have Casey give a tour.
Better.
We'll put some beers in there and have Casey give a tour of his childhood area.
Preston, the double-decker bus.
Yeah.
So then
yeah,
he can, like the TMZ, absolutely. So you can stand up there and point and do the whole thing and get the whole story.
Yeah. Because, man.
Let me ask you, because that house, quaint is a perfect word. Yeah. How many people were in that house at the height?
There's six of us.
Okay.
At the height of it, six people, three dogs.
Gerbil and a hamster.
No, and a bird.
Okay, wow.
You guys had a bird?
Yeah, we had a cockatoo.
Bird.
Yeah, bird. Yeah, we also had
bird.
We had a love bird, bud. That was Kirby, and then we had Fribble.
Kirby and Fribble?
Yeah. There was my sister.
What's Fribble?
Fribble was friendly nibble. And there was nothing friendly about that friggin' nibble. That thing, if you bit you, it hurt. Did you ever get bitten by a bird?
Yes.
Yeah.
It hurts. A lot.
Yeah. The love bird hurt more.
All right. So anyway, we may do
a Casey tour.
Down the road.
Like the TMZ tour when you go to L.A.
Casey's Delco excursion.
I love it.
All right. One more thing in the general store, if you don't mind. I think we can grab one more item to check on. How about this? Let's go into the entertainment department here, video games.
We're going to buy some entertainment.
Netflix is looking to add video games to its streaming library over the next year. Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised they haven't already.
Yeah.
Bloomberg reports the games will be available on the platform at no extra cost to the standard subscription price.
So you can play a whole array of games on Apple TV, and there's a whole bunch of subscription games. Like Steam, as a service is very popular.
How do you play? Like, it doesn't have a joystick.
Is your
phone the joystick?
Well, you can play actually with a you can play with an Apple remote. You can play a lot of the games now, even before your phone will accept an Xbox controller or a you can if it
so
has
on your laptop. If I have Steam, I could get a controller
that would
plug into the USB.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's hold up been thus far, Steve? You probably know better than I do, but of literally having more streaming services like Netflix exclusively for video games.
Is it the
volume of data involved in the game itself?
Murphy might know more about this, but I would say this is that they're trying to reconcile a couple of things. They've really been going for a complete cross-platform gaming environment where if you get on a PlayStation, you can play someone on an Xbox, and there are little hints of that. It's been a while, so correct me if I'm off base a little bit. I'm sorry, but also there's another thing is that in the gaming world, still the physical media is the discs are tradable and they're even working on structures. And again, I would defer to Nick Murphy, but that allow you to purchase a game and then trade it in and so on and so forth. So I think that's the wonky nature of it. Hmm. I don't know, you know, what the stall is, but listen, it's so look at how big the two major console releases in the past year,
right?
And they took off, but still, you know, there's no definitive across platform system.
So with the addition, and these wouldn't be any additional subscription price. The move could make it easier for Netflix to justify price increases in the coming years. Netflix has also confirmed that it's recently hired Mike Verdue, a former executive.
The chicken guy.
Electronic Arts. No, not Purdue. Verdue. the successful video game company who will presumably lead the expansion into games. So that's Electronic Arts. That's the best.
That's huge. Yeah, so there are a lot of good streaming games. There are a lot of downloadable games. And I just don't get the time to do them as often as I'd like. Preston, I know you know this. Used to game a lot more.
Yeah.
So games you can jump in and out of quickly are fun.
Steve,
yeah.
Some people are saying, Steve, that it's about the lag. We're getting some text saying that it'd just be too much lag if it were over streaming or currently.
Issue.
Yeah.
But there are games that are literally, you know, people download and play online. Like the Grand Theft Auto, I think the most recent version, or Las Vegas, I think is a streaming game only. I'm pretty sure. So, and then again, I'm completely not sure.
So Netflix is going to get into that over the next year or so. So they'll be up to that.
Interesting.
All right, we should take a break. So thank you for stopping by.
Thank you for stopping by. That was a good trip over to the store. Learned about Bruce Springsteen and video games.
And we do appreciate your patronage.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So why don't we take ourselves a break and again remind you as we are taking a break to stop by Wilson Secret Sauce, 265 East Township Line Road in Upper Darby.
Good food over there.
Indoor and outdoor seating, takeout, and they can help you with all your catering needs. And make sure you try the signature sandwich. It's the Gear Shifter.
Yeah.
And Marcus came up with the recipe. Pork rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning and topped with creme fraiche. And the proceeds are going to go to the American Cancer Society and Team WMMR. So,
great.
We'll be back in just a moment. Make sure you stay with us.
Want to see something funny?
Or maybe really messed up?
Well, watch The Daily Rush at PrestonandSteve.com. It's a sight to behold.
Or something like that.
From 93.3 WMMR.
Let's tiptoe through the world of the bizarre.
Now, bizarre. WMMR presents bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, we'll begin with how about the sponsor? Let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
Brought to you by Dermatology Associates of Plymouth Meeting. Recruiting for a vitiligo study to test an investigational treatment. Adults 18 to 75 can register. Reimbursement may be available, and for more information, go to PlymouthMeetingDermatology.com. All right, this is a terrible story, but actually there's a few of them lately. Officials are investigating a hiker's death on the Grand Canyon's Bright Angel Trail just days after another deadly incident.
Oh, man.
On Monday, a caller reported a medical emergency involving a hiker who did not have a pulse. Bystanders started CPR on the victim, identified as a 56-year-old man, until personnel showed up and continued resuscitation efforts. The victim was reportedly returning from a day trip to Plateau Point when he became unresponsive. An investigation into his death is underway, and a medical examiner will determine the cause of death. Now, just days prior, another hiker died on the same trail. Rodney Hatfield, who was 44, found unresponsive and in the same area during a multi-day hike. Multiple other hikers have died of the Grand Canyon this summer, with heat exposure believed to have played a part in at least a couple of those incidents. And actually, hang on. I have this unedited story that I just printed up a few minutes ago.
Another one?
Four people were injured in a lightning strike at Grand Canyon National Park.
We need to fill that thing up.
multiple people were struck by lightning at the Bright Angel Trailhead at about 2:50 p.m. on Tuesday. A 30-year-old man, 28-year-old woman were found unresponsive, but the man regained consciousness on his own. CPR and advanced life-saving interventions were performed on the woman, and she regained a pulse before being taken to the hospital. So at least two other patients took themselves to the Grand Canyon Clinic for treatment of lightning splash injuries. I've never heard of that term before.
Lightning splash.
Lightning splash injuries.
Sounds like the worst fun park in the world.
Yeah, the National Park Service reminds visitors to the park that if the sound of thunder follows a lightning flash within 30 seconds or less, they should seek shelter in a building or vehicle.
In the Grand Canyon?
Or proceed to the nearest bus stop to get on a park shuttle. So, wow.
Jeez.
Lightning can strike two points up to 10 miles apart at the same time.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And actually, I have another. These are bad stories, but just a warning if you're headed hiking. A Utah man fell to his death over the weekend while climbing above a waterfall with his fiancée's 9-year-old son.
Oh.
The boy wasn't injured. He hiked down Bridal Veil Falls on his own. The man was identified as Adrian Vankerlis. The authorities were alerted to the missing pair by the boy's mother, who told the sheriff's office Saturday night she could see her son crying apparently while he was still at the canyon, but her fiance wasn't with him. The boy later told authorities he didn't see him fall, and the sheriff's office said the man wasn't clear if he slipped on a loose rock or stumbled. Search and rescue team found his body on a vertical slope at an elevation of 5,800 feet, and they recovered it on Sunday morning. So it can be very dangerous. So you should be careful. You know, and in fact, hang on, I have another story.
Another one?
Well, not a death, but it ties into hiking and
just stay inside
and being careful. So listen to this. Hikers looking to summit Scotland's highest mountain and other peaks in the area are being sent up potentially fatal routes by Google Maps. This is according to the region's mountaineering organization.
They're Googling the mountain trails?
Well, yeah. So the deal is I'll explain. All so right. The John Muir Trust said Thursday that growing numbers of people using Google Maps to navigate up Ben Nevins, which is the mountain, risk being directed via a route that is highly dangerous even for experienced climbers. Ben Nevis is a popular tourist destination. It's the highest mountain in the British Isles. Although thousands summit it annually, climbing the peak is not without its risks, and deaths have been recorded on the mountain as recently as this year. The problem is that Google Maps directs some visitors to the Upper Falls car park, presumably because it's the closest one to the summit. But this is not the correct route, and they often come across groups of inexperienced walkers headed towards Steel Falls or up the south slopes of Ben Nevis, believing that it is the route to summit. Mountaineering Scotland also warned that the route suggested by Google Maps was potentially fatal. So people who are novice hikers just want to go and walk around.
Right.
And they're being sent to the wrong place.
Oh, Jesus.
Where even the professionals
don't want to go there.
Yeah. So they said even the most experienced mountaineer would have difficulty following this route. The line goes through very steep, rocky, and pathless terrain where even in good visibility, it would be challenging to find a safe line. Not rocky and in low cloud and rain. And the suggestion
of the morning to you.
The suggested Google line is potentially.
La, 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 la.
Are you yodeling?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in my tongue doesn't move that fast.
Yeah.
Like I'm wearing a dress.
Hey there, Heidi. All right. So, or you're wearing a kilt. I got you a dress. I'm sorry. I was thinking the Alps. All right. So, you need to be careful if you're going hiking. Do your research before you head out.
No, you're right.
Because some serious things can happen.
I think we saved some lives with this bizarre file.
All right, how about this? An Indonesian man is reportedly facing arrest after disguising himself as his wife in order to board a flight. The man, who had been publicly identified only by the initials DW, boarded a domestic flight from Jakarta to Ternate while wearing a niqab that covered him from head to toe.
All right.
The disguise was intended to enable the man to fly, even though he had reportedly tested positive for COVID-19.
Bastard.
His wife, however, had tested negative, so he used her ID and negative test results in order to board the plane. A flight attendant reportedly told authorities she saw DW go into the airplane bathroom and then come out wearing men's clothes instead of the niqab, which is a full-face veil with an opening for the eyes. She notified airport authorities, who detained the passenger upon disembarking from the plane. On-site health officers immediately tested the man for COVID-19, and it came back positive. After that, the airport immediately contacted the COVID-19 handling task force team to evacuate the man while wearing personal protective equipment. and they took him to an ambulance to his house to self-isolate, where he'll be supervised by a task force. And once the self-isolation period is complete, police have stated they intend to prosecute him for his crime. And that's all we have time for.
All right.
Because we got some guests coming up in just a moment. So let's take a break. When we get back, we're going to go to Tim Robbins. Right after Tim Robbins, we go to Eli Roth. Right after we go to Eli Roth, we go to William Shatner.
Oh, boy.
Potentially.
Yes.
You will see how it goes. We'll be back in a moment. Stay with us.
Like the Preston and Steve Show podcast? Check out MMR's other audio on demand at WMMR.com or on the MMR mobile app.
Say goodbye to juggling paper coupons and missing out on the best deals. Download the Acme mobile app today to have your own personal grocery guru right in your pocket. Use it to plan your shopping list like a pro, get personalized deals on the products you buy most, and choose your shopping style. Whether it's in-store, delivery, or drive-up, where an experienced Acme associate will carefully select, bag your order, even pick up your prescriptions from the pharmacy, and bring it all right to your car. Acme. Fresh foods, local flavors.
Back with more of the Preston and Steve Show podcast.
Just letting you know that we're giving away our Word of the Week prize today. It's normally a Friday thing. We've got a day off tomorrow. So we're going to give it away today. And the bonus is you've only had to keep track of three letters for this word. And that word will get you front row tickets to see Jimmy Buffett on Thursday, August 12th. He's going to be playing the BB&T Pavilion.
He's kind of his period's Eddie Vedder, right?
Yeah, I guess so, maybe. If you want to think of it that way,
sure,
absolutely.
Of course.
Hey, a mention, once again, Wilson's Secret Sauce Barbecue is here this morning. And our buddy Marcus has created a sandwich with him. It's called the Gear Shifter. Pulled pork, rubbed with a secret blend of seasoning, top of the creme fraiche. Now, you go by Wilson's, you buy the sandwich, now to the end of July, all proceeds are going to go to the American Cancer Society. Of course, Marcus heads Team WMMR.
Yes.
And it is the biggest team in that event.
It's pretty amazing.
Casey does another great event called the Ben to Shore event, and his team is the Rock and Rollers.
Yep.
And they're working on getting the biggest team in that event. It's getting there. But Steve of Wilson Secret Sauce handed Casey a $500 check.
Yeah.
That's how great they are, man. And their food's fantastic. I'm telling you, the Impossible Cheesesteak, the no-meat cheesesteak.
Amazing.
I'm blown away by
yep.
it. Blown away by it.
It shouldn't be, but it is.
But all the meat you want, they got too.
Yeah.
But if you're not into that, then you can get that as well, because it is fantastic. So thank you to Stephen Kelly for coming by this morning, serving that up to us. Our guest is on the line, our first of three that we have here. He's been in our studio before. It was such an exciting day.
Great time.
A long time ago when he came by here. But we're happy to have him on once again. And he's promoting a project called We Live On, which is a live virtual production. And it's a series of shows. And we're going to get the nitty gritty from him. Please welcome Mr. Tim Robbins to the show. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're doing good, man. Tim, I mentioned you, you paid a visit here to the studio. To refresh your memory, it was about that time that you were only doing haikus on Twitter, I think. If you remember that.
Yeah, the good old days.
the good old haiku days.
Before all the hate and vitriol.
Right, but it was fun. It was young and innocent.
And that's the charm of a haiku. It limits you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, we want to hear about this project. First of all, really interesting that you guys are doing this, a pay what you can approach, which means that you pay whatever you feel that
you're able to handle.
You can handle, or what you feel this deserves. And can you tell us a little bit about that before we get into what it's all about?
Well, they're kind of connected because We Live On tells the story of the people during the Depression. And so we thought, well, we don't want to really charge money for people that can't afford it. So
right.
if you're broke, if you're busted, and you need a little humanity, it can be for free if you need it to be.
Cool.
Okay. Well, and I think this is perfect because the author is Studs Terkel, who's and I've never known how to pronounce his last name. I always say Terkel or whether it's Terkel, but all
it's
I Terkel. Know Terkel. Terkel. Okay. I mean the stuff that I have read and
Terkel sounds a kind of French. So
yeah, I guess so.
I like that.
But he has had a singular ability to sort of capture the voice of regular Americans, and so that's. This whole thing jibes together really well. Are you a longtime fan?
Yes, and as a matter of fact, I got a chance to interview him
Wow.
For the county, L.A. County Museum many years ago. And he was amazing. He was a great chronicler of America. Working was one of his books, Hard Times, the one we're adapting. He went out and talked to regular people and got their stories. And it's truly moving. It's truly inspiring because these people that are talking from so long ago are really telling our story and showing, I think, and the reason why we wanted to do it, the courage and resilience and strength and compassion that one needs in times of struggle.
Yeah.
And I know there's a lot of Americans struggling right now, and we figured we wanted to do something that lifted spirits by reminding us of our ancestors and how they took on a great challenge during the Great Depression and got through it.
You know, it does serve that purpose. This time period of the Great Depression, and there's so many stories that do inspire. I was just watching the Ron Howard film, Cinderella Man, the other night. And, you know, it's in that time frame and how people just rose to the challenge. And it always reminds me of my mother always used to say, "This too shall pass." And at the beginning of all the stuff that we've been going through lately, you know, we tend to think in just these snapshots, but this sort of stuff and this sort of material can remind you that, you know, life is a little bit more cyclical and the bad passes and then you go into the good.
Yes. Yes. And there were so many people that were, you know, working people that had jobs and were doing okay. And then the Great Depression hit. Had to hit the road. You know, there were over 2 million hobos riding the rails during the Depression. And a hobo is different than a tramp or a bum.
Right.
A hobo is an itinerant worker. They're looking for jobs. A tramp will work if he's forced to, but a bum won't work at all.
Right. Well, and then there again, you know, there's a charm and an attraction to this time period because of that. There were all sorts of things at play. You as a director, when you're taking on something like this, and you've directed before, obviously, and it's work that you really respect at this level. I mean, how much work has to go into your job as the director to tell these stories?
Well, this one was particularly difficult because usually we meet and workshop and we're in the same room together. With the lockdown, we had to start working on Zoom.
Yeah.
And we found quickly that Zoom isn't really compatible with theater, with two people doing a scene together, because of we know they're in different locations, the timing is off, the technology is off. So we started working with monologues, and this was the best source material I could imagine, because it really was talking to now. And I also encouraged some of our members to write their own stories, to talk to their grandparents and great-grandparents and find their story and tell their story. So there's some incredibly moving stories about survival that from our own actors.
And are these essentially soliloquies that they're doing?
Yes, essentially, it's what we found was that the way to communicate, the way to make a connection with audiences was a direct address into the camera, a real personal, intimate connection.
Mm-hmm.
And it took a while to get it because it's not something that we're inclined to do as actors, to look into the camera and to be very personal. But once we got through our resistance to that, we found that it actually works. It actually does communicate with our audiences. Our audiences have been really responsive. We do every show, each part is about an hour and 20 minutes, but we always do a talk back after. And the reason why we found that this was going to be something that would be responded to by audiences was that we found that people hung out after for another hour and a half to talk about it.
That's great.
And to share their stories and to share their ancestors' stories. Mm. It's been really moving.
Well, so the production is 30 counts in three parts, 30 accounts People telling their stories from, I guess I'm seeing here Cesar Chavez and Dorothy Day and others. And, you know, there's something, if you stop and think about Studs Terkel's work in the fact that, you know, we didn't have, people weren't working around with their cell phones and chronicling every second of their lives the way they are now. This is how, you know, they don't just get cast off into the ether. These stories survive because of the works of these great writers, you know, like Steinbeck and all these people. So it's an important thing, and it's an important thing to be exposed to. So now that you've done it, you sort of cracked the code on this, can you see yourself working this way in the future, or is this just a byproduct of what we had to deal with for the past year?
I absolutely can, and one of the reasons I can is because this limitations, these challenges we've had to face, have a silver lining, because what we've been able to do with other shows that we've been working on is actually reach out to the entire world.
Yeah.
We've had people from all over the country and all over the world coming to the previews of this, and this is something I find really inspiring. You know, we've traveled as a theater company all over the United States. We've been in 40 states and in 5 continents throughout the world. But it takes a lot to get out on the road. It takes a huge budget, and you know. But this allows us to communicate with our friends all over the country and all over the world. So, yes, I do see it as a possible future.
So it opens
for the gang.
It opens today. It runs through September 4th. And how does one consume it? How do we get it?
Go to theactorsgang.com, and you can get tickets there. And like I said, it's if you're flat busted, that's okay. We got your back.
Excellent.
Hey, Tim, continuing on with how things had changed, you know, with COVID being introduced and everyone having to make shifts in how they do things. One of the things that came out of this, I think, that was entertaining for us people stuck at home and the actors stuck at home too, were reunions of cast, getting together, doing some Zoom or maybe watching along a film. Is there a chance that something like that could happen with, say, like the cast of Bull Durham or you know, some of your really iconic films that you've done? Because that would be a lot of fun.
I wouldn't rule out the possibility. It's a difficult medium.
Yeah.
I've seen some of those, and I think it's fun, but we needed to find a new art form. We needed to find a new way with this, and this is a result of, you know, good year of workshop. So I want to continue to do things that challenge us and also respect the audience in a way that we really worked on this. We didn't just get together and read it.
No, right. It's clear.
Yeah. I understand that.
Yeah,
so, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I know you got to wrap. But nonetheless, we're excited about this. And by the way, theactorsgang.com is where you can get the info and to see the live virtual production, and that runs through September 4th. But it's awesome to have you on, Tim. We're huge fans. So thanks and good luck with everything.
Thanks. And just wanted to mention that on Saturdays, we do all three of them back to back. We do a marathon.
Excellent. Wonderful. Excellent.
All right. Thanks, Tim. We appreciate it. Rock on, man.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, they were giving us the wrap up, and I'm like,
I just got to say, it's been an honor for me as an actor with my long and storied career to talk to such an exemplary morning show.
Tim Robbins, everybody.
Yay! You heard it from his mouth.
Wow. I can't believe he said those nice things at the end there like that.
I mean, that guy's been a lot of stuff. That kind of praise is something I was not. In fact, I'm a little misty.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh goodness.
Listen, Eli Roth is not on the horn yet. Let's see if we can take care of some business.
Business?
While we take care of him, can we do
lesson question? Yeah, trash. Yeah, we can do that. Okay, so
you want me to take care of him?
No, not take care of him.
With your mouth.
Take care of her. All right. Let's see. Where are all my lesson questions?
I don't know.
Where are they at?
Eddie.
Oh, yeah. All right, so, prize we give away is Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins prize pack, including a pair. I had a mid-birth. Okay. a pair of Fandango tickets to see the film. The question we asked this morning, how does Casey clean its front lawn? Eli's on the phone ready
to go. Oh, he's ready to go. Well, that's fine.
Well, he's very punctual. He's a professional. He's a director, an actor.
All right, so what do you want to do?
You just ask the question. People are going to call in, okay, and so we'll get the answer when we're done with this amazing interview.
I like that. Then we are happy to welcome our next guest. He is ready to go. And actually, he's been working on a documentary for a long time.
It looks amazing.
It does look amazing. It is called Finn, and it is streaming now on Discovery Plus, and we are happy to welcome. Do we have that ready to go?
Antonio Margheriti.
No, no, actually. Please welcome Eli Roth.
Yeah.
To the show this morning. Hey, Eli, how you doing?
Buongiorno. Hey, guys.
Buongiorno. Buongiorno. Hey, I know this is a pretty heavy subject, and I remember seeing some film clips and a story about this taking place several years ago about what this documentary is about, the sharking industry, and fins in particular. Tell us first how you became interested in this and what this is about.
Well, I grew up in Boston, and I was obviously the Jaws generation, so I was terrified of sharks every time I went in the ocean. And completely randomly, Discovery asked me if I wanted to host the show Shark After Dark as part of Shark Week, where I got to interview shark experts, because I've been like a shark nerd,
right,
but I never got in the water with them. I was always too afraid. And they sent me on a dive, and so we documented it. And there are very few moments where your life changes, and your perspective on everything completely shifts instantly. And I was in the water with them. It was like they were like dogs. They were so curious. They were intelligent. They were sensitive. So I got addicted. I started going in the water with no cage, no nothing. None of them bit me. They were so shy. You see me in the movie, in the water with tiger sharks. I went cage with great whites just to be in cages to protect it. Then I learned that we're killing 100 million sharks a year. Now, that's 11,000 an hour. And you think, how can you kill 273,000 sharks a day? And that's conservative. It might be as high as 270 million. It might be 30,000 an hour. So I wanted to make a film. I started this process of just independently with Lionsgate, this company killed them. Like Rob Stewart made a film called Shark Water and Shark Water Extinction. I was like, why are we doing this? What is going on? And what I learned is that it's the most corrupt industry. It's so bad. The whole thing is a lie. We've all been lied to. We've all been socially engineered by the fishing industry, by the lobbyists. Everybody wants us to be afraid of sharks and to think that the populations are healthy and that there's nothing wrong with killing them. They've dropped 90%. It's basically the meat is so poisonous. It's sold in supermarkets mislabeled that the shark fin soup, everyone in the world is selling their fins to China. The soup, I go there. I go to Hong Kong and I eat the soup. It literally has no taste. It's like fishing string. I mean, it's like they dry it in the street with dog crap. They scrub it with bleach to clean it. It has neurotoxins that cause impotence and dementia. And then in the U.S., it's 300 different types of shark products are sold on Amazon. That FedEx is shipping shark. That the makeup industry has squalene in it where there's a plant alternative. Basically, there's no reason. And then, by the way, on the East Coast, this weekend, Newburyport, Massachusetts, Ocean City, Maryland, shark kill tournaments. They're doing them for prizes and likes on social media. And I go to a shark tournament outside Boston where they actually got shut down for this weekend because people were so outraged by the movie. But basically everyone's like, it's legal, it's fun, it's fine, it's just a couple of sharks. But it's literally, we're decimating our population and they're not going to recover. And the reason we need sharks is because they keep the ocean clean.
Yeah.
They actually eat the sick and dying fish. And the ocean produces half of our oxygen. So when you take out the sharks, they don't eat the grouper, which don't eat the parrotfish, which don't eat the algae. And basically you get algae blooms that happen. They cover the kelp that blocks our oxygen. I mean, there's so many terrible things that happen. The water's turned acidic without sharks. It's like the wolves in Yellowstone. But because sharks aren't cute and adorable and the people get afraid of them, they, you know, no one sticks up for them. So at a certain point, they're going to be, I think within 10 years, they're going to be gone at this rate.
You know,
no way they can reproduce fast enough.
You know, it's wild, Eli, is that so? And it's interesting here because you had something that lived in your nightmares as your monster, and here you are a passionate advocate for them because of your encounters, and it's almost like a fairy tale of a Beauty and the Beast kind of thing. But it is something that is, as you start to peel back the layers, we knew that there was some improprieties, but when you do some research, it's staggering how horrifically criminal a lot of this stuff is. The shark population worldwide, from what I understand, is down 71%, and that's a staggering amount.
Oh, it's more than 90%. I mean, it's like there's 2 billion sharks have been killed in the last 20 years. And I went in the water in Canada at high seas and chumming for them. There was nothing. I mean, And these fishermen will tell you, oh, it's just a shark. We use a circle hook. I just show it's like we see circle hooks infecting sharks. And it's such a mess, but there's so much money that's being made off of the death of them that people don't want to change the behavior. People love killing sharks. They love besting the monster. And we have to look at what we did with, you know, whales 50 years ago, where we all said, well, they're going to be gone. We got to save the whales. They're not monsters. Look, we all did it with orcas. You know, we said, okay, maybe there's other forms of entertainment other than the orcas. We did it with the circus. So we can do it. But right now, I just want people to understand that it does, even if you never go in the water with a shark, they are protecting your oxygen supply and keeping the water clean. And look at these kids. Kids sing that song, Baby Shark, because they relate to sharks like a shark is a parent. It's mommy shark. Kids don't see them as monsters. They see them as parents, with mothers, with children, and they are. But these kids aren't going to have anything. You're going to have kids now that are 2 years old. By the time they're 12 or 13, there will not be any more sharks.
To your point, and you talk about, you know, the image being changed. There was a girl who, and she was in the shallows, and there was a shark encounter, and she was bitten. But she said it wasn't. The response was so innocent. She said the shark was being a shark. You know, that she had no ill will. That there was, you know, that was part of the deal. And so listen, there are obviously we love the movie Jaws and all of that stuff. But something this dire has obviously, you know, made you very passionate about it. And you, not known as a documentarian for the most part, you're getting in the thick of it, and you are encountering some very nefarious people. Just watch. I encourage everyone to watch the trailer and then obviously watch the series. But the truth of the matter is that you're dealing with some really bad people. Did you ever yourself feel you were at risk in being in proximity to these people?
Well, yes, you're taking on a $1 billion industry that's run by organized crime. So, of course, there's a risk. But I also thought, well, I can't back out now.
Right.
I can't just not do it. I can't let fear stop me. You know, we went to Liberia where they have this boat held, and I go on the boat with the Liberian Coast Guard. I mean, these are basically, it's human trafficking. There's slavery at sea. They go to the poorest people in the world, get sailors, put them on the boat, and then they don't pay them.
Yeah.
If they ask for the money, they kill them. Then the boat was caught by Sea Shepherd, Liberian Coast Guard. And it's sitting in the port in Monrovia, and the Minister of Defense held the boat for me and said, if you can get a camera crew, I'll hold the boat for 2 more days. We flew to Liberia. I go on there with guys with machine guns, and I go and I see the entire killing machine, the whole death machine, all for this oil that goes into moisturizer, of which there's a plant alternative.
Yep.
But then one of the fishermen start saying, I'm having a heart attack, and what's this guy with the camera? And starts riling up the crew.
Jeez.
So they had attacked the soldiers before. I mean, I was like, Jesus Christ, I'm going to get some poor fishermen's going to get killed. They could be, you know, these guys with machine guns, it was a standoff. I thought they were going to trap me in the freezer. I mean, look, then when I was in New Bedford and I was filming day one, these people were bragging about killing sharks. They're chopping them up with handsaws. By the way, neurosurgeons, lawyers, these are not. Do not. I also went out with, like, the poor fishermen in Mexico and tried, you know, and explained how are we going to, you know, if you flip to dive tourism, one shark in its lifetime in the Bahamas is worth $250,000 in dive tourism.
Jeez.
And so we're saying, why can't you flip to tourism? Like, people would come here and pay to see the sharks, but kill them, it's $30 one-time use. These people in Massachusetts, they Googled me that night. They saw that I was a Shark Week and I love sharks, and then, you know, it got very, very, very tense. They wanted their releases back. They wanted the footage back. It's all in the movie. So, look, you're disrupting an industry that is making billions of dollars off the death of the species. So they're going to do everything they can to discredit you and go after you. But, you know, people vote with their dollars. Right now, we have the Shark Fin Sales Elimination Act that passed the Senate and it's gone before the House. I put a button on the top of finthemovie.com where everyone can just go, click, copy the letter, write their rep, saying, please pass the House. So that's a big step. But really the main thing is, like, if you go on my Instagram page at Really Eli Roth, I have everyone trying to shut down, going after the sponsors for the Newburyport Shark Kill Tournament, and they're like, and also the Ocean City one, that's a big fishing contest, of which they're giving away prizes for killing and catching sharks, and it's not okay. Like, and they go, well, it's legal, they're not endangered. It's like, it's all a lie. The fishing industry, the lobbyists, I've seen it firsthand. They're all paying off politicians to say that. Like, it's so hard to get a shark listed as endangered because all the politicians are paid off. They go, nah, they're fine. So it's really the whole thing is a mess. And basically, the bigger point is, why are we doing this at all? It's not like with whales, we go, well, there was no oil. It was kerosene is what saved the whales, really, because people didn't have to kill whales. But with sharks, it's all a lie. Like, you can go to a restaurant and they'll serve you shark and mislabel it. So I just made a documentary to raise awareness. I'm known for my horror movies, and that's good because I wanted the horror fans to see it because they're also a very passionate group. Right. And I wanted it to spread beyond just conservation-based documentary. It's like, if I can get the horror fans and the mainstream fans to see, look, Leonardo DiCaprio and Nina Dobrev and Michael Muller came on, and look, we have an amazing that Discovery Shark Week got behind the movie.
Wow. That's great. It's great. No,
we don't do something now.
Yeah.
If you do something now, there's no way they can recover. Well, it takes 18 years to be able to breed, so what's going to happen?
Well, your passion is definitely getting the ball rolling and is going to drive this. So Finn is now streaming on Discovery Plus, which is fantastic, by the way. So, Eli, thank you. Good luck with everything.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
Absolutely. Anytime. We appreciate it. Eli Roth.
Yes.
Wow.
There's a guy who's definitely passionate. And then you can sense it. If you watch the trailer, you'll see.
Yeah.
I mean, he's getting into some dicey territory, clearly putting his own life at risk for something he really believes in.
I love you, Eli Roth, but he ate up about 4 minutes of our interview with our next guest.
What?
Who we've had on many times and always love to have on. Ladies and gentlemen, William Shatner.
Hey!
He's on the show with us this morning. Bill, good morning.
Thank you. But, you know, I second that exactly. I recently did an episode of Shark Week, and I was underwater with the great sharks, and we were, you know, getting acquainted as against killing them. And the killing of sharks, it reflects the killing of all these apex predators, the tigers and the lions and all these things that are contributing to, and this is not the jump you think it is, to global warming.
Right.
Because you kill the apex predators, you kill the oceans in the case of sharks, or you kill the lions, you kill the means of controlling the populations of many other breeds. And global warming, I don't have to tell you guys in New York with the bad air, is happening, and it's essential, critical, that each one of us take on the responsibility of saying, my God, my children aren't going to be able to live if this continues. And that is a fact. So we need to take Eli Roth's film, this warning from people who seem to know, these experts, and say we all owe a responsibility to the planet to do what we can to be conscious of the fact that global warming is here and the pandemic is a rehearsal for what's about to happen in the next several years.
Well, Bill, with the show I Don't Understand, you tackle some of these big nature questions.
You know, that's true, but not per se.
Okay.
I don't understand. So they came to me and said, would you like to do a talk show? And I said, well, I'll do a talk show about things I don't understand. Well, the truth of the matter is I don't understand anything. So anything becomes fodder for a half-hour show saying, well, I don't understand that. So if you get into, like, the opening show, I believe, is lying. So what's a lie? So you get a what's a lie? Lie by omission, the truth. And then suddenly, during this half-hour talk I'm having with this expert, I evolve into religion. Is religion a lie? And suddenly the conversation takes off from what is a lie to something enormous, like why do we believe and what are we believing? So the same thing applies to something like sharks. I don't understand why somebody wants to eat a shark fin, even though it's customary, like the gefilte fish or something. You know what? Why do you want to eat that? And then you're trampling on a custom that somebody's eating shark fin soup for years. But you got to get out of that, man, because shark fins are killing the planet.
Yeah, well, in the documentary,
so you do a half hour show and I don't understand shark fin
soup. Yeah,
you're into the destruction of the planet.
Right.
Well, you have always been a very inquisitive person. Last time we had you on the show, you were talking about your show, The Unexplained, on the History Channel, which is a great show. And you know, you cover a lot of grounds. And I also saw you with the a lot of the folks from the Ancient Aliens show, and you were sitting kind of doing a round table with those guys because you're trying to find out, you know, about...
Well, I was invited to go in and talk to them all. So I had essentially an argument with all of them, and it turned out to be blissful. I went in as a cynic, came out less of a cynic, but still somewhat cynical about aliens among us. But those are conversations I like to have with you and with anybody. Any individual can speak the language is capable of having a conversation that is tremendously interesting just by following their line of thought. Mm. And that's what I don't understand is, and you can get it on portable TV, an app, or RTTV, which is a network.
Yeah, so, and I assume, are you the one who has full sway over the questions being asked and the topics being hit? Because obviously you're a very inquisitive person.
Well, indeed. And because I do 5.5 hours in a day, I need help in picking this up, just getting the people... And having some safety questions in case I need help. Mm. But up till now, I haven't needed any help. The conversations lend themselves to that wending conversational thing, that adventure you can have when you're just free to talk. There's no boundaries. So you're talking about talking to Bob Ballard, and I'm saying to him, why would a serious... one of the great biologists, marine biologists, go looking for the Titanic, for Christ's sake. And
we just had Bob Ballard on.
It's a military move because they're actually looking for a sunken American submarine, the Thresher. Right. And suddenly it all makes sense. Yeah. And I've had a question like, why are you doing this? And it leads to that. I don't understand becomes a kind of fascinating mystery.
Right. Look at the amount of knowledge you're imparting on any given week through these shows. As you said, the concept, the question is so open-ended that you can keep going forever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I told them to pick up the show forever.
that's in the contract. Yeah. Officially picked up forever.
No, it's the type of conversations that we like to have here on our show and just see where it goes.
That'd be right. Yeah. Except as the guest on your talk show, I don't get paid.
Right. Well, we're not going to change that.
Yeah. Oh, darn it, I thought we were onto something.
Bill, we just love the fact that you keep finding new avenues to go down in entertainment, whether it be hosting or being a guest or acting or whatever it may be, because you're such a delight. So we appreciate you checking in with us from time to time, and we always
Thank
wish you success.
We'll need to talk later on this summer about a new album called Bill.
Dude, I love your
album. We love your stuff.
Has Been is so awesome. I love that album.
Thank you. Next album is going to be fascinating, just fascinating.
Excellent.
In any case, portable TV, RTTV, I don't understand. It's a fascinating half hour.
Excellent. All right. We appreciate it. We'll look for it. Thank you. William Shatner, guys.
Yay!
Oh, man, he's the best.
He's the best.
Ooba gooba. I almost said Ooba gooba to him in there. Sorry. The last time we had him on, he was going on about that.
Oh, he goes, why would you go looking for the Titanic, for Christ's
sake? Or the way that he throws around, like, man. I mean, like, he's still in the 1960s.
Oh, yeah. Come on, man.
Come on, man. Oh, that's the best. And Eli, man, Eli was going on.
Dude,
he could not even jump in to get a couple of questions in there.
So it's true. I mean, again, not to go off on a flog of dead shark, so to speak. They're it's literally like the case they do with the rhinos. They kill them for the horn.
I remember this
whole creature being murdered.
Yes. At the top of that interview, I told him I'd seen a long, long time ago. I may have been a teenager. I don't know. But I saw this clip on the news of them pulling full-grown sharks out of the ocean. Yeah. they would cut off their fins and just throw them right back in the water.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, that was horrible.
Yeah.
It was just horrible to see.
Listen, yeah. they make for great drama. They can be very scary. But again, like when my wife has gone scuba diving and encountered, they don't want anything.
Sure.
In there. Now, obviously, encounters take place in the surf, and that's... There are different reasons why that happens.
Yeah,
but,
or you might get one that's starving.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And go after something that's not...
Listen, they're dangerous. Yeah. Like, yeah. I don't want to play patty cake with a polar bear, but I don't want to...
Right, yeah. right. There's no need to go killing them.
Right.
You know?
You should always go swimming with some steak, just in case they're hungry.
And you throw it away.
You put the steak on your friend who's swimming down the beach.
Go get some of this. All right, we asked the lesson question. We should do the trash.
They're probably waiting.
Can we do the trash and then get the answer to the lesson question?
Yeah.
Trash is only about a minute long.
Yeah, okay.
Can we do that? All right, so that way we get the sponsor and all things we're supposed to do. So thank you, callers. They've been on hold for 20 minutes.
You're awesome.
You know what?
And I'm only going to one of you. What?
Well, for the rest of them, we'll give them passes for Jungle Cruise.
Hey! Everybody wins! Let's do the trash.
The trash business is a gold mine.
93.3 WMMR with Preston and Steve's Hollywood Trash.
Brought to you this morning by Rita's Water Ice. The five-layer gelati is back for a limited time at Rita's with an extra layer of creamy frozen custard and refreshing Italian ice. The five-layer gelati, more layers, more happiness, more yum. What's going on, Steve?
Well, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson following through on a promise to co-parent their three-year-old daughter, True, by taking her to her dance class yesterday. Miraculously, though, it was 1 p.m. Thompson still managed to find 2 tub girls to have sex with. Alicia Vilkander, who is in Tomb Raider, says there might actually be a sequel in the works. Vikander says there is still more story to tell, like the part where she gets paid for starring in a sequel. And finally, Lauren Pumpkin Shannon, the eldest daughter of Mama June Shannon of Honey Boo Boo fame, gave birth to a baby boy yesterday. Proud father Bentley J. Eford told a reporter that, quote, Pumpkin done pissed a midget.
Oh, my God.
And that's your Hollywood trash.
All right, let's see if somebody knows the answer to this question. How does Casey clean his front lawn? I will go to Rich. Hey, Rich, good morning.
La-di-da-di-da. Ah, shark!
I love it. Rich, how does he clean his front lawn?
He mops it.
Mops it. All right, now everybody hang on. You all win. Okay, so Rich gets the prize. He gets the Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins prize pack, including a pair of Fandango tickets to see the film Snake Eyes G.I. Joe Origins. Stars Henry Golding as the iconic G.I. Joe character, and it opens in theaters on Friday. Now, everybody else get some movie screening passes for Jungle Book.
Jungle Cruise,
I'm sorry.
With Dwayne Johnson and Emily Blunt. That's going to be on Wednesday at the UA King of Prussia.
So congratulations. Let's do music news.
Now, Preston and Steve's music news on 93.3 WMMR.
Yeah! All right, brought to you by Career Link in Montgomery County and Bucks County. They can help you find your dream job at pacareerlink.pa.gov. Metallica are streaming audio of a previously unreleased live version of their hit Wherever I May Roam from the forthcoming expanded reissue of their self-titled 5th album. The recording is from their performance at Day on the Green in Oakland, California on October 12th, 1991. The track's featured on the remastered deluxe box set of the Black Album. The reissue will be available in multiple configurations starting on September 10th. With the 30th anniversary of Nirvana's breakthrough album, Nevermind, coming up on September 24th. I know.
30.
Chris Novoselic looked back on legendary album sessions. He released or had said in an interview with Mojo that Nirvana came in the wake of a massive hair metal era, which proved to be the exact opposite of what he, Kurt Cobain, and Dave Grohl were offering up. He said the dominant bands were Aerosmith reinvented. These soft bands with this macho swagger. And then we were this hard band with feminine sensibilities. He went on to explain how Nirvana adjusted to life in L.A. as well. He said while they were recording Nevermind, he said we had this work ethic that we learned from the Melvins. After hours, though, was a different matter. We would have these wild nights in our apartment or we'd hang out on the beach at night and we'd be in the studio with no windows all day. So we wanted to get out. Novoselic said of the phenomenon that's grown around Nevermind, it's heavy rock and roll record. That's really what it is. Something happened where it was bigger than life and captured the imaginations of people. But if you look at the genesis of it, it's amazing. It was a very happy time before Nevermind. I feel like we were free. You parachute out and land and pick up the pieces, but that's me. In the end, what you find in that record is up to you. So that's all he had to say about that. And then one last story. I think I have one. No, I have two more stories. Sammy Hagar revealed that back in late 2009, Aerosmith was interested in him taking over frontman duties from Steven Tyler.
This was when they were having all those issues, yeah. The infighting in the band.
Yeah, that was around the time when the inner band tensions between the group were an almost weekly headline, as Tyler was said to be devoting his energies to, quote, brand Tyler.
Yeah.
Hagar recalled the situation, saying, Joe Perry tried to get me to join that band, and the management asked me to go to South America and try it out. I almost did it. I would have been the guy that replaced the guy, you know? Always the guy replacing the guy, and that's a strange legacy for a guy like me, you know what I mean? The problem is, I would have taken the toxicity out of the whole thing. He said, it probably would have bombed because I'm not a toxic kind of guy. When the arguments start, I'm out of here, and I can't be in a bad situation like that. He said, that was real tempting for about 5 minutes. I go down to Cabo, and I really relaxed, and I thought about it. I was listening to all of the tunes and all that stuff, and I was thinking, man, Living on the Edge, I'll kill that song. And then I woke up on the beach, and I said, you know what? I can't do this. So that was it.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And then finally...
all I had to say about that.
Set...
was Forrest Gump considered for Aerosmith?
Set for release. He was living on the edge.
That dude looks like a lady.
Yeah. back in the saddle again. Set for release on September 17th is Bob Dylan.
I don't make love on an elevator. I just push all the floors.
Springtime in New York. The Bootleg Series, Volume 16, 80 to 85, his new five-disc collection features 57 rare Dylan recordings, 54 of them previously unreleased in any format.
What do you expect to pay for this amazing record package?
The tracks cover Dylan's sessions around the classic album Shots of Love, Infidels, and Empire Burlesque.
Dude, what's the number?
The set is available in a deluxe 5-CD box set featuring a book, memorabilia, photos, and a crock pot. Also available are a double CD and two LP 12-inch vinyl highlight packages.
All I have to say about that.
It'd be great just marketing a crock pot with Bob Dylan's face on the side.
Cowboy hat on, yeah.
Speaking of Forrest Gump, though, what group, like, generation do you think he belongs in? Like, is he like a...
probably
a
the Gen 70s, Xer? Grump the Hoople.
Okay.
Gump the Hoople.
A Gen Xer?
He's a baby boomer.
I would say, nah, he's probably Gen A.
Oh, dear God, I walked into
I
that
I should have known.
I just, you know, we're almost out the door, and that one gets tossed up like that.
That's all I have to say about that.
Oh. Please kill me.
Gump out.
Bye-bye, Jenny.
All right. Yes, we're done. That's it. Music news is over. We're taking a break. We're coming back. Please stay with us.
93.3 WMMR. Everything that rocks proudly supports the American Cancer Society Bikeathon.
Hey, it's Marcus. Imagine a world without cancer. Help make it a reality. Join me and Team WMMR on Sunday, September 19th for the 49th Annual American Cancer Society Bikeathon. We'll start by crossing the Ben Franklin Bridge, and there are multiple starting points in New Jersey. Each Team WMMR rider gets an official team T-shirt. Registration and complete details at WMMR.com.
The ACS Bikeathon, another way 93.3 WMMR is putting Philly first.
My God, it's 11 o'clock. Had no idea we had gone that late. But we had a good time going that late today. Very, very fun show for us. Hopefully you as well. We had some wonderful guests on this program. I want to thank Tim Robbins for being on today. Woo-hoo. Class act, that Tim Robbins. All three of them are class acts. We had Eli Roth on as well. And we had William Shatner rounding it out, man.
And William Shatner picked up Eli Roth's torch at the beginning of his
and
interview.
Ran with half of his interview about that. So
gotta take care of the sharks.
Yeah, that was cool to have those guys on. And thank you to Wilson's Secret Barbecue for being here today. And they brought in not only fantastic food, but a $500 check for Casey's charity. Even though what they brought in today was to promote what Marcus is doing with the ACS Bikeathon, they have a new sandwich. It's called the Gear Shifter, and you can get it for a limited time till the end of July. All proceeds benefit the American Cancer Society, of which Marcus is the team captain for Team WMMR for the ACS Bikeathon. And then Casey is the captain for the Rock and Rollers, which is the Bend to Shore Bikeathon event or bike riding event. And he donated to them as well and brought in some excellent food. So we thank him. And not only brisket, pulled pork, corn nuggets, mixed veggies, all the stuff, the cornbread and the sweet potato cornbread, but the Impossible cheesesteak is out of this world. I'm telling you, I would order that over a regular cheesesteak based on flavor alone.
Yeah.
So I'm blown away by that.
Yeah,
so,
it's that good.
And then be sure to check them out on one of Robert Irvine's new shows coming up on, I guess, the Food Network. They were there filming a show on Tuesday, and it should air at some point in November. But the gang at Wilson's asked me to do a lengthy shout-out here. So
sure.
This is a big shout-out to our boys, Riley and Luke, who are Secret Sauce employees, brother Mikey, sister Kimmy, Four Seasons Landscaping. Also, the cashier at Havertown Lowe's. They don't know her name, but she's a huge fan of the show. Their friends and family and all of Delco. Delco rocks. Wilson Secret Sauce.
There you go. Thank you guys for being here today. Pierre Robert is indeed here as well.
Good day.
What's up, man?
Wild series of interviews. Boom, boom, boom.
It's crazy. Yeah.
It's cool.
We love it when that happens.
Yeah. I learned something in each one of them. So nice. There you go.
By the way, we're here today. I just want to let you know.
Oh, no, you're not.
We're not?
No, this is an apparition.
This is a best of.
Yeah.
All right.
The best of.
So
I'm talking to a tape.
We're going to ask you to give us a letter. You ready? All right.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Now, the Daily Letter.
Let me cue him up. All right. The Preston and Steve Show is brought to you today by the letter
S as in stupendous.
All right. Now you kind of have a word. 215-263-WMMR. Let's see. We'll take caller number 5 at 215-263-WMMR, and we'll see if we can get you a very, very cool prize today. So give us a call. Can I ask what's up on the show today?
Certainly. We have more Elvis, Costello, and the Imposters tickets coming to the Met. We'll give those away in this 11 o'clock hour. That's October 24th, goes on sale at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. We've got cool workforce blocks, Heart and Sublime, and Don Henley has a birthday today. We will celebrate with his solo material.
Oh, nice.
Extensive and really quite good. Quite a catalog.
I agree. You had an interview with him a couple of years ago. It was great.
Yeah, he's a fascinating guy.
Yeah.
Lives in Texas. I thought he was an L.A. guy. He grew up in Texas, lived in L.A. with the Eagles time, and went back home to Texas.
Yeah.
And that's where he that's where he is from, and that's where he vibes. And he's a very, very fascinating
And his
guy.
Vibe is very Texas. I mean, like, he drives a tractor, and, you know, he talked about his boots and stuff like that.
His boots, until they finally wore all the way through, he kept wearing the same pair of boots on stage every show he would do.
Wow.
To remind him of where he came from, which I thought was pretty cool.
Nice. All right, we're looking for the caller 5, and it just so happens to be Joyce. Hey there, Joyce.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Joyce, you know the word?
SNS.
Which would be?
Funds.
Are you a Jimmy Buffett fan?
Yeah,
but. Fins.
Fins.
Fins. Well, she got the letter. She got the letter.
She got the letters, yeah.
Great margarita in the morning. You've won.
All right, Joyce.
Thank you.
We have front row tickets for you to see Jimmy Buffett. All right. It's going to be.
Thank you. I'm at work, so I'm a little disheveled.
That's okay. Thursday,
so
August.
So are we.
12th at BB&T Pavilion. You can contact Pierre to ask about what to wear to the show because he knows there's some good stuff that you need to put on to be at a Jimmy Buffett show. Some tickets remain at Ticketmaster.com, so hang on the line. We're going to get your information, Joyce, and we are going to take care of you. I want to thank our sponsors, Preston and Steve Show, brought to you today by Dunkin', the official coffee of the Preston and Steve Show, and Acme. They have everything you need to prep for this summer season. Acme Fresh Foods, local flavors. And also by Movies at the Man, featuring Pixar's Toy Story in concert this Saturday. Tickets at mancenter.org. We're off tomorrow. That's why we gave away our Word of the Week prize today. But next week on our program, stacking up pretty solid. Mark Norman, Kevin Smith, who was supposed to be on today but rescheduled. Yep. Connor Barwin will be on as well. And we are going to do the Battle of the Self-Proclaimed Experts.
Oh, my God.
If you are an expert in the world of Harry Potter, you can get signed up to potentially be one of our two contestants here in the studio at PrestonSteve.com. So we will do that and more next week. That's it. We're done. Rage on. Have a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Preston and Steve on 93.3 WMMR.
Bing, dang. Do-do-be-do.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.